whatever.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out what I want to drink.
These are the trials of our lives.
What are you drinking, Duck?
Water.
Water?
Yep.
Water.
Okay.
Well, how about you, John?
I'm having an nth degree. This is one of these BMO drinks. So.
How is it? What's in it?
Rum and green chartreuse and apple brandy and a little bitters. So.
Sounds interesting.
It's very tasty. It's
tangy, yeah.
Wow.
Sweet and sour, kind of.
Vodka.
It's kind of like a funky old fashioned.
Okay. What are you drinking, Derek?
Same as last night, vodka, huh? and then I still have my bottle of brandy.
Last night, what did you gentlemen do last night?
Paranoia will destroy ya.
Did you play that, Duck?
I did. It was fun.
Good.
Is that with who's that with?
Derek Rannett.
Oh, hey,
yeah. It's your first GMing in the guild, right, Derek?
Yeah.
Pretty soon, everyone will GM.
It's my first GM in a long time. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it in a long time. It was a little. I felt a little rusty.
Yeah. That happens. I think you did a good job.
You sound so excited, Duck.
Yeah.
that's what water will do to you.
Yeah, that's the problem. All right, somebody's got to keep an eye on, for whatever reason, I cannot get Discord to, I just heard that, so maybe. If you notice Craig has dropped out, yell at me, because it happened twice last night?
Twice, yeah.
And Jason has it so he can hear it, like he gets a ping when
I Craig could hear it. Do you have CraigBot muted? Because I could hear it when it dropped out. But
no, I don't. I'm right. No, he's not muted.
Like muted for you personally?
No.
Huh. No, you know, I was messing with Fredboat today, and sometimes I could hear Fredboat play, and sometimes I couldn't.
I think Fredboat, because sometimes he'll I think that's a Fredboat problem, because I think it's on his end, because that happens to me as well. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I could tell he was playing because I could see his little ring going. I couldn't hear.
Right. Oh, that's unusual. Usually, I'll tell him to play, and I don't even see his ring. He'll come in the room, and he's just quiet. I'm like, you motherfucker.
No, I mean his ring was going, and I could tell he was playing, and then
I don't know. I still could be a Fredboat problem. He's not super reliable. So, but anyway, Craig's more important.
Yeah.
Did you get those recordings?
I did. I started messing with them. For some reason, I'm really loud. I don't know. It might be my microphone. I think some people don't have microphones right up next to their face.
Well, it could be a personality thing.
It could be that too. I do tend to be way much louder than I expect when I'm drunk. So.
Well, that's yeah. I mean, I always find I'm loud. And you always go back and look, and it's you were talking about, you said you thought you talked too much. I look at that channel stuff and I look at my channel, I'm like, God damn it, I'm talking too much, but it's very hard to avoid.
Yeah.
Cause you fill the silences.
You are kind of the narrator.
Yeah. Kind of. Carl.
I love silence.
Sound. Carl is our shrinking violet. You gotta pull Carl out, and then he goes to town.
Man, all I gotta say is I'm ready to rumble. I am ready to land some hands, some serious hands on people.
Have you got a mask on? It sounds like you're talking through a mask, Carl.
It could be. very well. So I turned down my mic because it picks up everything, so maybe too low. I can turn it up if I need to.
No, that's perfect right now.
I mean, it could be coronavirus.
You're not clear, but you sound fine. If you don't want to mess with it, I'm okay with that.
No, I don't mind. I'm not playing around.
If you want to mess with it,
that's a Sammer sound. Yeah.
How about that? How about that?
No, you sound about the same.
All right. How about that?
That's better.
That's all right. Good.
Yeah, you want me to land some hands, don't you?
Yeah.
Daughter sounds of Carl.
That sounds even better. Yeah, good job.
Yeah. And give me a little sweaty balls and
whirl. Yeah. So. All right. I'm ready to lay on some hands, baby. I got a little vodka and soda. I'm ready to lay on some hands.
Excellent. Good to hear. I never heard from Rex, so
I thought he sent a text or an email saying he was gonna.
Was that? Maybe, and I could be wrong. Let me go look.
So let's see where Mr. Rex is.
I think I got a ping back on email from everyone, except for Rex.
Probably yes. Depends on how his prep goes.
Prep? Why, he running something soon?
FODG.
Oh, tomorrow night. Yeah, follow Delta Green. Okay. Did he just send it to you? I do not have it.
He does. He did just send it to me.
What a dumbass.
That's why.
Oh, good Lord.
It's the opposite of reply all when you shouldn't reply all.
Yeah. Okay. Because you had replied and he just replied to your reply. Okay, correct. Grandpa. Yeah. Hey. The internet's hard when you're old, I guess.
I let you know. I let everyone know. So.
Yeah, you're not bringing up John. You do fine at the internet, even though you're old. It's fine. It's good. Even
though you're old, those tubes get tangled and crossed, man.
That's right. And I'm surprised Ty's not here. He was eager as always.
He was here. He just dropped.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's having technical difficulties.
Yeah, my Discord had to update and it dropped right as Derek was getting in.
There he comes in roll 20. So, all right, he's probably on his way. So, yeah, then Rex is the only one we're missing, I guess, huh? Is that right? Five of us?
Yeah. All There's right. Ty.
Hello, Ty.
Is he on mute again?
I don't know. He's not turning green, so... We'll let him figure that out. There he goes. Whoop. Maybe he's got the mic jammed down his pants or something.
if that's what feels good, you got to go with what feels good.
ASMR, baby. ASMR. It's the new trend. We were doing that last night, weren't we? Were we talking about ASMR last night?
Some of that was a Samer thing.
Vaguely remember that, yes.
Well, but... Samer brings it up. Samer just regurgitates the worst of the internet. That's pretty much what he's talking about. I love Samer, of course.
Well, at least nobody's talking about how Bill Gates has decided to patent coronavirus for his own nefarious gains on the guild. So,
that's a plus. That's a plus.
Yeah, that's one of the.
Yeah, don't let's just yeah let's just not go.
All right,
let's not even get adjacent.
Okay, how about those hubs?
Yeah. How about that virtual baseball? They're playing the season on.
Are they?
Yeah, on what's the status?
But that won't be something.
The equivalent of the baseball Madden.
No, on the card game one, Status Pro.
Status Pro, yeah.
Status Pro, they're redoing their well, and the Orioles started off like winning their first game. I'm like, well, this is obviously broken. It fails as a simulation because they're using the 2019 teams. Even I mean, good Lord. But anyway,
well, maybe we'll have a virtual baseball. You know.
Yeah. Well, I was in a virtual baseball game with fucking Backdoor, and then he flaked on me.
Yeah, that's Backdoor.
Just because he starts losing. I know it is. I know how it is.
Yeah.
Ty is really having trouble. Coming in, coming out.
Really? That sounds right what you want to do.
Exactly.
I don't see what the problem is.
I mean, it is true. I'm not going to argue with you. Oh, my.
All right.
He's trying to see if his mic can be muted and his headphones can be muted and still play.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes you start turning stuff on and off just to try and get shit to work.
So what's the XP to level here? Is it 75 or is it 100?
No, it's 100.
No, it's 10, 50, 110.
110?
Yeah, I think it's 110 to get the third level, yeah.
Yeah, it's 110 to get the third. And it's 50 to get the two. Because I was just looking at that.
Page 26 in the book.
And you're going to give us all, what?
I gave 20, you guys a shit ton
22
already.
XP for showing up on time.
No. Is that how much you need to get to 110?
That's right.
I need more than that.
No, probably more than that.
Yeah. No.
44.
Pick it out, right?
I've been giving you guys a lot. 46. You guys a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine. You're fine. We got. Is everybody at second level? Is there anybody that's not at second level?
Oh, I'm second level, yeah.
Because I think Rex got to second level last time. I don't know if he's leveled his characters up. And by the way, I'm guessing Rex is not coming. Since he's not here. Well, maybe he'll still come in. I don't know.
You never know. He might have to deal with the family, so.
I understand, yeah. I understand. I do. Maybe we should give Ty a little more time to figure out what the fuck is wrong with
this
shit.
He's out again.
Yeah, he's out. He comes in and Gersh or Derek, whoever was saying, yeah, he's like all muted. His microphone's muted. His headset's muted. And yeah,
he lives in Downers Grove, so maybe it's kind of War of the Worlds kind of thing going on.
Oh, yeah. Very good poll there, John.
Yeah,
all right, let's try this gin here.
All right, going with the gin. That's a good one.
Yeah.
The big Greylock
gin? Gin. No, it's a local gin, Greylock.
What are you drinking with it? Just straight?
A little cranberry juice.
That sounds decent. Yeah.
Cranberry.
Gin and juice.
Gin and juice. I had one of my pickup orders today, and so last night I added some very nice bottles of red wine and some ribeyes, so that's going to be Easter dinner.
There you go. Yeah, that's good.
That'll be good.
I threatened my daughter to make rabbit for Easter, but she got annoyed at that.
Start calling it bunny, not rabbit. We're going to have bunny for
Conejo. Conejo.
My son's birthday is on Monday. We were supposed to go to the Brazilian steak place. Of course, can't do that now. So my sister gave each of the boys swords for Christmas, and so we're gonna.
Oh, that was nice. Oh.
Yeah. So we're gonna right. find. We went out nice. And get steak, and we're gonna put it on the swords.
But I mean, what is your? I mean, how your kids are older, I guess, but
they're like 15 or 13.
They're right at the age where they'll use them. Yeah,
that's right. That's the way my sister is. Somebody's going to get it.
Are they metal or wooden swords?
Oh, they're like real. They're not sharpened, but they're like real swords. Yeah. One's a cavalry saber.
They'll still skewer each other.
Yeah, one's a cavalry saber, and the other is a. I actually think it is a. It's a Spanish longsword. I don't think it's not a. I forget the exact type, but it's not. It's got an actual blade to it. It's not stabby. It's actually. It's a slashing weapon. So I can't think of exactly what it is, but it's got the hand. It's got the handle of like a Spanish sword,
kind of like a falchion.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Yeah, but it's.
Nice.
Hey guys.
Hey, there he is. Hey. He got his shit working.
That was amazing.
Could you hear us talking?
Turn your mic.
Turn or maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, you're kind of soft, but maybe you shouldn't touch anything because at least we can hear you.
Yeah.
Or just bring your mic closer if you can.
Okay, let me work on that. I mean,
that's good.
I,
that's a little better. Still soft, but we can fix it in post.
Give me that halfling high voice there. You throw out
Odo voice.
Hey, Odo's here.
Oh, there.
Oh, yeah, baby.
No, I didn't hear you guys at all. I don't know. I've had trouble with my audio this week.
Okay. Well, it's working now, so that's good.
Discord does say you're listening to Spotify, so.
Oh.
Okay.
It does. Yeah, I see that.
Well, I was testing that, but hopefully that'll go away.
If it's running, it just shows that. All right, it's gone.
Okay.
All right.
So how was Paranoia last night?
It was good.
It was great. We missed you, man.
I know. I apologize.
We didn't get quite the response. We got a last minute suite in, and nice. It's almost like that's his game. I mean, I've never played it before, so I was kind of lost, and I feel like we didn't do the game justice because, well, I didn't think I was supposed to read the rules. That would be treason, right?
No, you're not supposed to read the rules. You're just supposed to do dumb shit.
Yeah. Well, I also thought that included like reading the emails you sent. I didn't read those either.
Well, you know, but so yeah, I mean, there is an element of experience.
Yeah,
because Swede didn't get anything, not even a character or any of those rumors. And
yeah, but he was still the most like
proactive,
crazy-ass proactive destroyer of all things. It was good.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, it went well. Derek did a good job.
So. That's cool.
It was fun. All righty, how are you doing, Ty?
I'm doing much better now.
Okay, good.
Hanging with you guys. Got good. A beer going on and ready.
What kind of beer?
It's been a while at DCC. Oh, it's classy. It's a Bell's Bright White.
Okay.
It's as mediocre as it sounds.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the Bell's. But
it's cold and it's beer, so you know it can't be that bad.
I can promise you, I've drank worse though.
So. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's worse. Price is right. This is the lockdown beer. This is the coronavirus beer in the house.
Okay. Yeah, it's high volume, and you had a shit ton of it in your garage. And you're just working your way through it.
There you go.
Yeah, I have some of that stuff. Not beer. But... All right, fellas, should we get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, absolutely.
Trash talk is going so well. Sure you want to stop?
Yeah, I mean, we could continue.
Garbage time.
Sorry.
Garbage time.
We can
trash talk. Garbage time. Whatever.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
You've got a lot to answer for.
This whole game really is just one long garbage time. I don't know if you guys remember. Does anyone? I did go back and listen. I don't guarantee I remember exactly. And I took some notes, but you know, I was doing other things. So, like all the treasures you got, I think Gersh was taking notes on what you got, but, we'll just have to figure out all that stuff. But does anyone want to tell us where we were, or does no one remember?
I'm sure Ty remembers. He always remembers.
I wasn't there last time and I
That's
haven't
right.
listened.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, I leveled up and all that stuff.
But, we finished this dungeon. I thought
you guys can decide. So
we went all the way. We went to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And managed to, with it flooding, we floated our magical mushrooms up to where Chain is there at number 4 next to the cool. If I recall,
You actually
or
like
did
the
it
chain,
stop
remember
at 7?
At 7, because you the chain had ridden the chain down with the stew pot. Remember,
so there were some rooms that we knew we could not, such as that one where the falls coming out of has like, now been.
This one's now underwater,
but there was this one here, which is adjacent to this one.
Mm-hmm.
That we have yet to explore.
If you wish, or you know, certainly
there's stairs
up, and there is there was a hallway up here.
Yeah, but the biggest question I have is the water not rising anymore? Because we're not about
it is not it's still a little frothy, but it was rising very quickly, and as you kind of came up to where the stew pot is. It started to slow pretty quickly. So and now
is it where like 7 is? Is that correct?
Yeah. It's you're floating about here.
Okay.
And that's where the chain is. It's still where you left it.
Can we go to this other room on the right where there's Let's do that.
Well, should we finish this over
Which one?
Here?
Well, what do you want to do first? Let's do the finish first, then we'll come back to that thing.
Yeah, because we are familiar with this room. Let's see if let's finish.
Okay, so where are you guys, where are you guys going?
Is that the fungus room 7?
That's the fungus room.
That's the hummus.
Yeah,
the room with the hummus. Remember,
hummus fungus
that may or may not have dead baby in amongst the fungus.
Well, that was down in 10. That was the
that was in 10. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
well, we don't need to worry about that then, because
we're not talking about that. Your evil character may have
may or may not have killed all the babies.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to go in the hummus room.
Sure, let's go there.
Okay. Yeah. It's you know, it's kind of, oh, you know, the smell now. Like, so the water's kind of sloshed up into this room. So wet hummus, oh, it's not a good smell, or humus. And you know, there were some mushrooms in there that were kind of emitting a soft glow. There were these doors that you guys had gone in before that had the giant mouth that Gersh's thief had stuck his hands in. Mm-hmm. So, and then there were the stairs up. It was a stone spiral staircase that ascends into darkness.
All right, let's go up it.
Okay. All right.
Who do we have? Who's volunteering to go first?
That's a great question.
Grimnorn. I'll go first.
All right.
I'm a dwarf.
Okay, and you should check and see what the status of all your characters are. We did. There was some laying on hands last time.
Yeah, he's okay. Odo's not great.
Right. I think we did try and heal Odo, but
we did. I recall.
Yeah, didn't you know? You know how it goes with Dr. Hansey.
Carl was actually better last time.
He was better last time. He had some success. Yeah. All right, so Grimnorn's going to lead the way. You could probably fit, you know, I'll say it's, you know, it's a wide enough staircase. You could fit two people in the front row, so two people per row. Who's going to be up there with Grimnorn? Are you going to let him be point?
Bob Pyle go.
Okay,
he's a little hurt though.
The only other thing I'd say, maybe since Rex isn't here, you could put two dwarves up there, and then you wouldn't have guys with torches marching up in front.
Excellent idea.
Let's look at Thorgrim though. Let's see how many hit points does he have. He's back to 14 because he leveled up, I think. Yeah, let's put Thorgrim and Grimnorn up front. All right, and then who's going to be in the second rank?
I'll be in the second.
Okay, so which ones? Both of your guys, Dildo and...
I think I only got one. Is Dildo
I thought Dildo was still alive.
Bob will go second.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's a big number.
So one of your characters and Bob, John, so which one?
I'll put Angus up there. Okay.
Angus and Bob Pye. All right. And the rest, we'll worry about the rest later. All right.
So it's this staircase that we're going up here, right? This in room 7.
Yep.
Okay. Did we lose somebody?
Let me check on Craig. No, Craig's still there.
Somebody was in and out.
Yeah. Maybe it was a guest visitor. I don't know.
It could be.
All right. Yeah, you come up the stairs. I need to reveal areas. But... you found number 6. I guess I can.
In the corner's a toilet.
Okay, the chamber is lit with a soft, gloomy light. You're breaking up pretty bad.
Oh, New Mexico internet.
Yes. Derek, what'd you say? Oh, Jesus. We're not getting anything now.
I said, it's like at night.
Oh, we lost him.
Okay, yeah, that checks out. Because I was going to have Derek could run Rex's characters, I guess, since he ran, he only has the one magic user, but we'll figure it out. He'll come back, I'm sure. All right. This chamber is lit with a soft, gloomy light radiating from overgrown giant mushrooms. A lot of mushrooms down there. The floor is covered in a thick carpet. Oh, no, I'm reading the wrong fucking room. That's the one you're coming from. The stairs lead to a small chamber that stinks of a butcher slaughterhouse. The air thick with the smell of bloody feathers. Are you back with us, Derek?
Yes. It's
a very specific smell.
It's better now.
Dead duck in here.
That smells like bloody feathers.
Yeah, I mean, it's my brethren, right? A hulking shape looms in the darkness, massive and ominously silent.
Okay.
It is just,
and does it look humanoid for us dwarves, or is it just a hulk, you said?
It looks... it's got two arms and two legs, but it's bigger. It's kind of like a hulky shape.
All right, so a very large humanoid shape.
Yeah, very
are
large.
Are we close enough to like it's alive? We can tell that it's alive, or is it a statue?
Yeah,
or?
It's just kind of it's exuding an ominous presence. And let's just say
it's about to be alive.
It's done exuding, and it moves toward the two dwarves as they kind of look into the room. And as it gets closer, your night vision eyes make out that it has, the features of a large bear, but with an owl's beak.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the old owl bear.
Hoy there, friend. Stand and be recognized by Grimnorn Onyx Hand.
The large a clawed hand swings toward you.
Oh, friendship. I love a handshake.
I love a handshake.
Why don't you guys... Actually, let's do this. Let's see if Grimnorn and... Thorgrim... Was it Grimnorn and Thorgrim we put up there? No, Grimnorn and Angus, right? So who was up front?
Second rank.
Oh. It was Grimnorn and Thorgrim. That's right.
Yep.
Derek, do you want to control Thorgrim since Rex is not here? I can give you.
Okay. All right.
Let me
Thorgrim. Let me open that up.
You should already be able to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
And Thorgrim's actually pretty smart, but for perception, we're using intelligence. So give me a trained intelligence roll, both of the dwarves, and see if you're surprised.
Aha!
Grimnorn is busy looking at the dirt stuck in his fingers.
Friend,
the loud talking. And Thorgrim, Thorgrim is not surprised. Let me look. I don't have a map for this room, but we can make one. That sounds like a good thing. We can go to the fighting time area.
Fighting time.
Boy, I got a lot of shit. Maybe let's do this.
Kind of like Adventure Time.
I haven't moved you guys over yet. I know that.
You do?
I have not, I'm saying.
I know. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh. Let me see. I need to make this a little... Nope, can't do that. Not letting me do that, fucker. It's just a square. Draw shape. How about that? We'll make it like that big, and we need stairs, right? Did I say there? What is it to draw something circular?
A radius.
What are the stairs? You guys are looking at the picture in the dungeon.
Stairs are on the right. It's a 3x3 square.
Okay,
right in the middle.
And middle of the right door. All right, for the east side.
Okay, I see. I see. All right. Maybe we'll just have the... I don't know. I don't know. This ain't going to be the prettiest thing.
It's dark. It's a dungeon. We're not going to tell.
Yeah. All right. I got to drag you guys over here, and then I got to find your tokens. Fighting time. It's in the upper right of this, of the large fighting time area. Let me add a little. There's like a... What's on the other side? Oh, you know what? I got a picture of the fucking map right here, dumbass. Oh, there's stairs over here. This draw sheet. Oh, not red. Not red. Do you guys see your tokens? Oh, Jesus.
No.
No. Where did I put them?
They're hidden.
Did I move you over to this map?
Yeah, we're in the old room with the octagon, it looks like.
Well, you may have to roll. You may have to zoom around. It's in the upper right of the map. Like, you may have to...
No, I see where the room you just drew, but our tokens... Are they
we are all down in the area where we fought over the crystal in the water and stuff.
Right. That's where you should be.
Okay. So we need to bring our critters over there, so...
Well, you guys had the new fancy tokens. You should. They're not there. Where the fuck? They're all down here. Yeah. Let me bring them all up. Hold on.
Ooh, we were fighting down there, huh?
Why won't let me select them all?
Probably because I'm moving one of them.
All right. Well, there you go. Bring your new tokens up, and you remember, pick your best. Well, we've just got. We can do an initiative for everybody just to see where fall. Oh, look what I got here. I'm gonna make it bigger. There we go.
Dildo.
And then you're gonna have your best character selected and go on your character sheet and click roll initiative. And Derek, you could do that for... I'm pretty sure Thorgrim is gonna be Rex's best character for... Well, it's agility.
It's agility?
I think it's agility.
Yeah.
Agility.
Oh.
They are equally sucky. All right.
Yeah, I just remember it was deviated septum for me.
Now, how do I show the turn tracker again? It's been a while.
All right, I'm going to get a beer while you're
In the little toolbar on the left-hand side, it's the one right. That the... not that one. Oh, I don't have it. It's over there. It's one of those.
I know. Is it this thing? Here it is. Here it is. The baddies. Okay.
It's weird because...
Is that an old one?
Deviated
septum. It may be old numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say, deviated septum might be a 13.
Well, I can... Can do this. How's that? And then we can, let's see.
If we roll for everybody, it should show.
Yeah. if you want to go ahead and roll again, I can reset it to your original roll. Grimnorn was a 17, right? I can change that.
Yeah.
Did Thorgrim roll before? Or was that?
No. That was the
actually,
one.
Actually, like, Emerald, so you don't need to change mine.
My last roll was a 13.
All right, you need to be a 13.
All right.
Yet? And did you roll for your magic user 2, Derek?
Oh, you mean a roll for both of them?
Yeah, well, you as a player, and then Rex as a player.
All right. Here we go.
2.
6.
Oh, you still had Thorgrim selected.
Did I? No, it says Norwood.
Says Norwood.
So I rolled on Dr. Hansey. I'm sorry. I rolled on Deviated Septum and it came up as Dr. Hansey. So it may be
weird.
Yeah.
It says Deviated Septum.
Yeah, I see Deviated Septum.
You guys are seeing something different than me. That's really
strange. Really?
Yeah, I see Deviated Septum.
And
mine says Dr. Hansey.
Weird.
Yeah, I see Deviated Septum for both rules.
Yeah. Huh.
All right, whatever. And for some reason, it's weird. Can I add? How did I have the baddies on here before?
Oh.
I don't know.
He's just gonna not be able to move.
We need to play more often.
Enter it manually. Right. Is there a button at the bottom of the?
That's what there is a button to sort. Add custom item. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's how I did it.
Shouldn't Thorgrim be up the front, too?
Yeah, I was going to say, where does Thorgrim at? Is he up here?
Front.
Right there?
He's right next to
him. His initiative was a 6, right? Oh, you mean...
standing next to Angus. He should be... or Grimnorn?
Grimnorn, yeah. There we go.
Okay.
And who's and
Dildo
to be
and Bob was in the second row with one of your guys. Was it Dildo?
Yeah. Yeah, Dildo was in the second. Angus was back.
All right. And let's look at this guy's stats. Okay.
Oh, no, excuse me. It was Angus who was up there, not Dildo.
Ducky has what? His stats are 1 for everything. He's got 1s down the board.
Yep, that's... He's on mine. He has 1s down the board.
Okay. So do those numbers look right? I got Grimnorn and Bob at the top. Dr. Hansey, Odo, Thorgrim. Are we missing? I still don't see Norwood.
I rolled with Norwood. He got a 6.
6.
All right, I'll add him.
So where are you putting the rank, Duck?
It's on the turn order thing. You guys can't see that turn order?
I
can't. It popped up automatically.
I don't see it.
Weird. All right, well, it's there. I'll tell you when it's your turn.
Okay.
T20's overloaded. Enough. All the nerds are playing games.
What did Norwood get?
6. A 6.
So he's tied with Thorgrim. Whoa. And Thorgrim also got a 6?
No, right? Thorgrim got a 3.
Okay. Well, so on mine, it took your roll that you think is for Norwood and put it on Thorgrim.
Oh. Well, here, I'm going to... let's see here.
It's all right. I fixed it. All right, so I've got, at the top of the order, Bob, in other words, Gersh's characters, and then Rex's characters, and then Dr. Hansey, so Carl's characters, and then Ty's characters, and then Derek's real characters, Norwood, the baddies, and Thorgrim. Well, Thorgrim will go first.
Where do you have me? You didn't mention me in there.
I did not mention you. Why didn't I mention you? I don't see you. What did you roll, John?
14. Okay. I rolled a 14.
I'll just add you this way. Anyway. And can you guys, you can't see the turn tracker. I mean the turn order.
I can't.
Weird. But Gersh, you can see it, right?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, now I can see it. Wow, that's weird. Just
maybe
in.
Because you weren't added to it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just typed his name in. I didn't actually like, but it's fine. All right. All right, and we said for surprise, and once again, I did give surprise on the first one. So Grimnorn is surprised, even though he's top of the order. And Thorgrim had a shitty roll. So we're going to do it this way. We're going to say, as they come off the top of the stairs, there's kind of this initial pause. Let's look at his move. Why don't Derek have Thorgrim give me a and Grimnorn can as well give me another intelligence check? Trained.
Okay. I is smart.
Smart. Ooh, nice. Yeah, both of the dwarves. Dwarves tend to know about shit underground or familiar with underground lore. This is not a full-sized owlbear. This is a This is a young owlbear.
It's a juvenile. He's a juvenile. He's
mm-hmm.
He's a surly one. He's fledgling.
They know owlbears, even when young, can be formidable opponents.
He's going through the puberty. So.
Yes, yes, yes. Maybe we'll throw in some. I'll throw in some 16-year-old references there, since I'm dealing with that.
Your parents told you to guard this area, but you don't really think they meant it.
But Albert's eyes roll back in his head.
Exactly. He's too busy playing Fortnite in the corner.
That's right. All right. So here's what I think is going to happen, and this could be ugly. Grimnorn was surprised. Thorgrim was able to, you know, kind of lock his axe in a ready position, but the monster has the initiative, so he's coming up. And as you enter his lair, there was the whole massive hulking shadow staring thing. But he moved. Then all of a sudden, the shadow moved very quickly, and a long slash comes swiping in at.
Bring it! I thought we were friends.
Thorgrim. That was just one or two who gets hit, who gets attacked. All right, so here comes the claw attack. Oh, he's got two claws. I'll give him one claw on the first one. He's charging, and then he comes in with a claw attack. Oof.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure that's going to hit.
Ouch, Rama.
Ouchie.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a bite too.
I peck you.
Oh, wow. He can do an improved grab. Mm. Interesting.
All sensual. Sorts of new moves.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. Yeah. So let's figure out what this has. Where's his strength? Oh, wow. Okay. Strong motherfucker. All right. Even as a juvenile. So the claw attack.
On Thorgrim? This is on
Thorgrim, yeah.
I am not responsible for the GM's rolls. So just putting that out there for Rex.
Oof.
Yeah, on recording.
8 damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Shuddering blow. And with a successful claw attack, he can try and grab onto Thorgrim and grapple with him. And so this is a contest of strength. Contest of strength. So strength. Take Thorgrim's strength and give me a d20 with whatever his modifier is. Oh, you're going to be happy with that.
Not just trained? Can I just click the trained button?
Yeah.
Or do I actually need to do...
No, that should be fine. Okay. Derek, this is like some sort of like weenie-ass slap fight between this owlbear and Thor.
All right, there's the owlbear reaches with both claw paws, and Thorgrim has, let's see, what has he got here? Oh, he's got a warhammer. He brings the warhammer up. They both miss, and there's a very small cloud of feathers. It's just, whoosh. And, nice.
Okay. All right. That is the owlbear, and we said Grimnorn surprise, so he's done for the round. And so Bob, let's give him. Well, actually, he'll get one attack for the surprise. How about that? We'll give Thorgrim one attack because he was not surprised, and then we'll go into normal round order.
Okay.
All right. So what's Thorgrim going to do? And I think he's got a shield, right?
Yeah, he's got a shield. So do I need to... I don't play warriors or dwarves. Do I do deed die or...
Yeah. Yes, you should specify what your deed's going to be.
Okay. Before I roll the deed die.
And, yeah, before you roll the deed die.
Okay. Let's see. So Thorgrim is going to, let me channel my inner Rex. Thorgrim's going to, let's see, strike at the eyes with the warhammer. Try to blind him.
Nice.
Smash his beak right into his eyes.
All right, give me the D die. Ooh, he gets it.
All right.
Is it, if you hit, of course. Yeah. So put the plus four when you do the attack. Oh, dude.
That's with the plus four?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Dude.
That is a fumble.
Zero.
Right,
to
you rolled a natural one. Oh no, that's damage.
No, I rolled a three.
That's damage. Yeah,
with plus
one. It's a three.
So do you want to tell us how that, like, you know, how such a marvelous plan goes so wrong, Derek? Or do you want me to try and come up with something?
No, that's okay.
I'm trying to do the thing where we avoid just saying you miss.
Right, sure, 100%. It's even though it's a juvenile owlbear, it's much taller than the dwarf expected.
Of course. Uh-huh.
This is like whiffed.
Arr. All right. That'll be the first round. Then we'll go back around. So Grimnor, and you've recovered from your surprise, and you now act.
Wait a minute. You asshole!
Or the dwarvish equivalent.
Let's see. So he's not grappled with Thorgrim,
no,
right?
He did not successfully grapple.
All right. I would like to do some amazing heroic deeds by starting off with my Warhammer. I'm going for his beak. I want to chop his pecky beak off.
Okay.
I'm gonna run at his chest and crawl up his chest, grabbing these feathers potentially, and I'm gonna swing my hammer at his.
Very Lord of the Rings esque. Sure.
Sure. Something like that.
Yeah.
Let's see where my buttons are for this. Let's see. Do I do this?
I don't know. Let's see.
Had to click a guy. Oh, yeah. I have to roll deed first, huh?
Yes.
What do I do?
Describe the deed. Now you roll the deed.
Okay, there's a deed.
Ooh. Okay. Make it a hit, and that beak is—he's going to be beakless.
Beaked.
Which would probably negate his bite attack. Oh, that ain't gonna do it. Let's say as you swing at his beak, his claw comes up at the last second and deflects your warhammer into his large feathery pelt, where you feel it sink in, but does not seem to do him any damage.
I say jerk, and I smash him with my shield.
Go for it.
Oh, that's a 14. A D14.
It's a D14, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nope. Okay.
He dances away from your bash before you can land it.
There's more where that came from, foul beast.
And he takes his long owlbear hair and flicks it out of his eyes and glares at you.
It's greasy owlbear
hair. Greasy owlbear hair, yes.
Guys.
You get a sullen stare.
Come on, right. Guys.
As he checks his cell phone. Anyway. All right. Ty, you can do your other character now.
Hey, you want me to do Odo now?
Sure.
Can he
has
run
a
up
small
this...
bow. Yeah, he can get in the room.
Gonna run up the room and shing, shoot a
arrow. Yeah, he can get a shot off, sure.
All right.
come out to the side, and if you now remember, like if you fumble when you're shooting near your friends, bad things can happen.
What's the worst that could happen, right?
Yeah,
that's right in.
Aha!
Ooh. Well, did you move him up? Move him up where you think he's
going. Oh, even further? He was outside this. How about like that?
Okay, that's good. Oh, I didn't see him there. Yep, that was fine. Yeah. Oh, you could. You don't have to move him up that far if he was in the room. I just didn't see him. All right, that is a hit. So tell me, describe Odo's movement and attack.
He sneaks through and in between some of the bigger party members and sneaks to the side of the wall and goes, "Hey, jerky." he shoots a little bow. Ping. The string goes ping. And this little arrow disappears into the owlbear's thick feathers for 2 points of damage.
Yeah.
It's like
stuck in his shoulder. And the owlbear, like the owlbear just kind of like brushes at it like he's like itching something.
Right.
Yeah. Did something hit me? Oh,
for the Shire.
Excellent. All right. That's it. That's your. You just have two, right, Ty?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob Pye. So Gersh, your character.
All right. So Bob Pye is going to seeing this massive thing come in, and watching far too many ninja movies. He's going to
a lot of ninja movies and. A lot of television.
Oh, a lot of, I'm sorry, ninja theater.
It's all VHS. Theater. I mean, this is ancient lands, right?
So it's all ninja theater. So he's been to the
ninja theater.
Auditorium okay. to watch ninja theater. And he goes rolling forward. And as he rolls by, he's going to swing his battle axe into the back of the owlbear's leg in order to bring it to the ground.
Like a hamstring kind of maneuver.
Yeah.
Okay.
But flourish of a roll. Because why not?
Give me the deed.
Alrighty.
No.
Wow, you guys are nailing the deed. I have to make sure it's not broken. Jesus.
And he swings the mighty ninja roll.
Boom! Crit. And a 14 on crit.
Wow. Natural 20.
Wow.
Holy shit. That is an excellent attack, Bob Pye. Get ready for some narration.
Alrighty.
It's not death narration. This guy is
well, unless the crit says death.
No, there's no such thing. Let's see. Crit table. I'm looking up my crit table. Oh, it's not on the fucking... God damn it. Not on the screen. Not crit table 2.
Useless screen.
It's not useless, but... I mean, I go there because I found stuff on it before.
Table 2?
Yes, sir.
What number did he hit?
14, it says.
14, it says strike to the head.
Nope.
Oops, you missed it. Bowman make a fortitude save, DC 10 plus PC level, or fall unconscious. So I will let you change your deed to that if you wish, since it was such a good roll. Or provide me with some narration how your original plan morphed into this, and if you do a good enough job, I might even give you an experience.
All right. So as Bob Pye runs forward and begins to tuck and roll in order to do his amazing roll, he accidentally trips on it looks like a hunk of bloody feather on the ground and slips slightly, so he doesn't quite roll, but instead stumbles forward. And so doesn't quite get the roll off, but in doing so, he is more upright and still is sort of swinging around as if he was going to roll. So he swings his axe around and manages to clock the owlbear in the back of the head instead.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm no amazing.
No. I'll let the players judge you. Is that worth an XP?
Meh.
Meh. No, I'll even say meh.
Yeah. No, I think it's. But, I mean, I don't. It's perfectly on. I put you on the spot.
It's not spectacular.
It was a hell of a roll. It was good. I like it. So yeah, the owlbear is going to get. this ringing blow, the sullenness, if anything, on the owlbear face is on his young teenage face has increased, and he shakes his head and he struggles to ward off the effects of this blow, which would make this combat very quick. What is his? Okay. What is it? What did it say? I'm going to give him a fortitude bonus on this. That seems like it's appropriate. Oh, and you're at second level?
Yes.
Me?
Yeah.
He had to hit a 12, and he hit a 12. He just, like you feel like his eyes kind of like, you know, like they're his beak closes a couple times, and his eyes water, and he kind of wavers on his feet, and then lets out a screech. He's still standing.
He's still standing.
Yeah.
Nicely done though. That is a palpable hit. There's probably blood soaking the feathers on the back of his neck now. All right.
Way to go.
How about Cobb?
So, let's see if you'll let me do this or not.
Okay.
With the distraction of the blow to the head, Todd Cobb will to come forward undetected in order to backstab the owlbear.
Because you got a crit, I'll allow it. I think it deserves that, for sure.
Alrighty. So, remember, it's going to roll backstabs and crit damage, even if it's not a crit. So,
okay. Alright, well, we'll factor that in.
Alright. Another natural crit.
Holy shit. You guys are rolling lights out. A 4 on crit table 2.
Let's see what
we're on last time. We were on crit table 2. I should have
stabbed him in the kidney.
Blow to the chest. Staggers a foe.
You make with it, your backstab.
Well, maybe the blow to the chest was from the back. It says staggers the foe. What does that mean?
That means he gets a immediate free attack if the guy's not dead.
Oh, okay. Make another attack. You might as well backstab him again.
Yeah.
I mean, if the first one was a backstab, why wouldn't this one be?
Would that have killed him though?
No.
Lux run out.
Wow. Why did that not? Interesting. Maybe I have to save changes. So what did you do damage wise? You did 9 damage on that one. So okay. So save change.
It's not dead yet.
Nope.
Hang on, I exit out because my thing froze up.
Okay. But tell me, so I want to hear the narration of how this went down.
So he notices the owlbear is distracted, and he manages to run forward and get an excellent stab near the back of the spine, and the owlbear rears up and seems distracted. He hastily pulls the dagger out and attempts to stab in the same spot, but unfortunately hits the spine, and the blow is sort of deflected harmlessly. I'm not pierced through the bone.
Okay. And there's a lot of blood. The one on the fumble table does not. I know that for a fact. You just look like a fool.
You're the laughing
stock. One is the best result you could have. So
okay.
Nicely done. Good rolling. You've done some major damage. All right. That was Skirsh. So all good. Your dudes are up.
All right. So can we get Angus to come around here and whack him as well from behind?
Absolutely. You don't get I'll give you a +2 for behind. Sure.
Okay. All right.
Although I'm going to say, actually, if you want to go behind him, you have to go where Bob is, because he's now spun around. In my mind, there's the thing hitting off his spine. But when like part of the fumble on the second attack was he spun around for this backstab attack.
Well, I think there's too many people on the left, so I would have to go to this side here.
All right, so you're not going to be attacking him from behind, though. That's all okay. I'm saying.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so I get a D die, and I'm going to try to go after one of his paws to try to sever some of the claws off, okay?
Okay. I'm going to see.
That ain't it, is it?
No. But you get that plus two.
Okay, so we will do an attack. Here we go. Attack.
He's still standing.
That ain't gonna hit out.
No, that is not gonna do it.
Okay. So then we got Dildo.
Things laying down now.
All right.
I also want to mention that there's kind of these dark things that look like the same color as the crystal down in the cavern below. And every time you land a blow, a good blow, like the crystals flare up with this purple energy that's kind of disconcerting.
All right. That would have been nice to know earlier.
Great.
It's not affecting you. This was
oh, okay.
If you had done this room first, it would be foreshadowing for later. But it was a cool effect, so I figured I would tell you about it.
It's just letting Mama Owlbear and Papa Owlbear know that they need to come home.
Oh, it's the baby monitor.
Right. All right. So Dildo I don't think he can move very far, so he's just going to be over here and trying to work his way around. Okay,
that makes sense. All right. So, Carl, your guys are out.
All right. Deviated Septim's first. He'll come in.
He can get an attack in there. I'll even give him a plus one for the guy being distracted facing the other way.
All right. He's going to be twirling Daisy around with the sling at the end of the hand axe. And as he comes up, he's going to try to come down the back of the neck because he saw the blood on the back of the neck.
All right. All right. Give me the deed. He's still standing.
As soon as I can find the deed button.
It's on the front. It's on the front of your character sheet, Carl.
Yeah, you got it. But I mean, there's a couple of clicks again.
Yeah.
The front.
Let me help you. This is Deviated Septim. So if you go on your character sheet tab, and then you go, it's probably under weapons.
Just under class.
Oh yeah, weapons. Okay.
Weapons. Yeah. No, it's under weapons, and then there's D. Stats. Yep.
That ain't gonna do it.
That ain't gonna do it. But you get a plus one for the D die and a plus one for the one I gave you for kind of him being distracted. So you get plus two, plus, so add in another plus two when it asks you when you hit the weapon attack.
Alright. Come on, Daisy.
Come on, Daisy. Daisy.
So hang on. So I did on the first one, I did two, but it says any attack bonus. I assume that's zero.
It's zero. If it asks you twice, I don't know what. Could have done one and one, but whatever. Oof.
Nice.
Two. I don't think a two is going to do you much good. I did bookmark the page this time. Slashes to head. Removes foe's ear.
baby. Plus take
one.
That.
So give me 1d6.
Oh, we could finish it, Clam.
Finish him.
3.
7 total damage. But he's still standing.
But he can't hear out of one ear.
Yeah, no, he's going to have a nasty scar. He also is probably going to end up dead, but, you know, he's also going to have a nasty scar. He's shaking his head back and forth, his beaks clashing. He's swinging indiscriminately. All right, is Hansy going to do anything?
Hansy, nobody is look like they're on near death's door, right? Somebody got hit for 8 points.
Odo could probably use some healing if you wanted to throw it in there, but you know,
Odo, he's like Odo's towards the back of the wall.
He's not in the combat, so yeah, he's probably not
just
critical.
He's hurt.
Unless somebody's front line and they're hurting, yeah. I'm gonna stand back and do nothing.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part.
Yeah. You keep doing your part.
Why do I have Odo and Grimnorn? Anyway. Ty, you've already gone. Norwood. Is Norwood gonna do anything, Derek?
Norwood can, let's see. How far can he, so Norwood was at the back of the pack, right? Basically.
Yeah, he could probably get up if he had a ranged weapon, he would be able to shoot it. He could get
up. He does. Could he get to say here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That would be 6. He probably don't know if he'd get up there.
No, I would say he'd have to be more at the back. Yeah, like that's fine. That's
like
fine.
There, sure. Or where you put him.
I didn't touch him. It's all somebody else.
Oh, there.
Yeah.
So I gotta shoot over people.
Yeah, just don't get a fumble.
Okay, I'm good with that.
What do you do? No, right.
Don't shoot backwards with your fumble.
Small bow or something?
He's got a crossbow. A
crossbow, okay.
I believe. Let me look.
That sounds about right.
Yes, he does have a crossbow. Yep. So here we go.
Point and shoot.
Bling.
Yeah. Nope. that was not a fumble.
Not a fumble, but yeah. Not great.
Okay. You want to narrate that miss?
Let's see. He was trying to, Norwood was trying to load the bolt as he ran up the stairs and then got to the top and realized there's a bunch of fucking people in the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Nice. All right. So then now you're up for, Rex's characters. So you got Thorgrim up there and, where's Matthias? Nobody grabbed Matthias. I'll go look at Matthias over here.
We always love him.
and he's a fucking stone cold killer too.
He is.
That was a box of rocks though, wasn't he?
Huh?
Isn't Matthias kind of not too bright, or am I thinking the
Oh end? Yeah, he's dumb. Yeah, he's really dumb. Gosh, I'm trying to keep fuck it.
All right, so Thorgrim is the owlbear facing Angus, or is he laying down?
No, he's not down.
He's facing. He's kind of facing this way, but he's on his feet.
Okay, so he's facing. Okay, all right.
Thorgrim's not really going to get a bonus because the owlbear can still.
No, I'm just looking at the way he's facing so I can narrate the deep die.
Oh, right.
I'm sort of on the side, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He, Thorgrim will, with... Oh, I have a shield? Oh, no, never mind. Warhammer. There's too many things here. Okay, Thorgrim will go for the kneecaps. Try to knock him down. See if we can.
All right, that sounds good. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
No yawning.
There we go.
Nice. Got the deed. So put that +4 in there, and you roll your attack. What? Oh, aura.
Jeez. Oh shit.
Five on the fumble table. I happen to have that is on the GM screen. 2, 2, 5. You trip and fall, wasting this action. You're prone and must use an action to stand next round. Interesting.
That's better than hurting yourself, I guess.
I guess. All right, then I brought Matthias up. Rex also has what's his face? Philibert. Why don't we just say, let's just say Matthias and rack the back just for ease of, and since he's not here. So they'll just make their way into the room using double move.
Yep, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then we've got the baddies. You like how I did that? Now the baddies. Now, let's see. I've got a prone character who's. whose player is not here, and I've got the guy who backstabbed me and then tried to do the coup de grace, the coup de grab. And that guy, I think, is the guy that really pissed me off. And I'm going to take all my teenage rage, and I'm going to try and bite.
Sexual frustration.
Actually, I'm going to claw at Todd Cobb, and then since I'm facing that way, Grimnorn is the one who fell down. Who's the one that fell down? Thorgrim. I guess both of them will go against Todd. All right.
How about one? You might kill him the first time.
All right. We'll do the claw first, and then we'll see what happens. I should declare. Now I'll do a claw on Todd, and then another claw on the guy who fell down, Thorgrim. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's the first claw. What is Todd's AC?
13.
Okay. With the blood streaming down my feathers and my sullen hair keep getting in my eyes, my teenage King Jeremy singing in my head, I do 8 damage.
Oof.
To Todd Cobb.
I am down to 1, folks.
Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie.
Handsy! Let's get handsy! Alright, and then the other claw attack is going to come on Thorgrim, and I believe I get a +4 since he's down.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're going to kill him. It's not my fault! Not my fault, Rex. Not my fault.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I would think so.
King Jeremy! 5 damage.
So when you go to negative numbers, what happens?
He's dead, and he needs stabilization within the number of rounds equal to his level. Let's read about it. I played too many different rule systems.
Sounds like he needs to have some hands laid on his ass.
Yes. Yep. So he's now the more
urgent.
Yes. Let's see. Death. Healing. Damage and death. Da-da-da. There's a chance of saving a dead character by healing very quickly. A 0-level character? No, let's see. Yeah, it's the number of rounds. If he can be healed by laying on hands, he's not permanently killed. But he will. There's 2 rounds. So theoretically, I guess Hansy could try and lay on hands twice. When he is saved this way, this has happened to John before. You lose 1 point of stamina permanently. So, all right. And I think the morale of this creature, like he's his emo. He knows he's dead. He's going to try and take as many of you with him as he can. he's not moving real fast. So we're back around to the top, and Ty's characters are up.
Yes! Finish him!
Finish him.
Finish him. And is he, what's his status? Like,
he's dazed. He's got a lot of blood coming down, but he's doesn't, you know, all the attempts to crush beaks and remove claws have failed. He's had several blows to the head. There's a lot of blood streaming down. He's still combat capable. Very, 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 very well. A lot of blood.
All right. I'm going to do a mighty deed as I run up Bob Pye's back. Nice. do a leap off his shoulder. And I try to body slam him with my warhammer, my shield.
Okay, I'll allow it. So if this goes through, maybe you do the damage from both or something.
Yeah,
I like it. Got it. Yeah! Not the deed die.
Mighty deed, and with the warhammer.
Make it happen. Making the magic happen. Oh.
Clang on the concrete.
Yeah. Do you want to narrate it or do you want me to?
I make the climb up Bob and I'm on his shoulder and I do a mighty roar. And the clang from my armor and shield as I basically miss entirely and hit the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I think the D die was successful. So, like, the run up Bob Pie and the launching from Bob Pie looks, you know, cinematic. It looks like
pretty fucking awesome.
Legolas in Lord of the Rings. And then, but then the camera angle changes and the owlbear just kind of, the owlbear doesn't even move. He just, his head kind of turns and he watches Grimnorn just kind of fly by, like, completely in the wrong direction.
Reality cuts in.
Clang. So put your character on the other side because you're going to
kind of bounce.
Yeah, you bounce a little bit.
Cool. Yeah. Clang, clang.
And there's a blood stained, sullen, clacky laughter from the owlbear. All right. What's Odo going to do?
Don't worry, Grimnorn. I got him.
I pluck my string and let off a mighty arrow. Bing.
Do it. Bing. Nope. Bing. Your first arrow managed to stick in his hide. This one hits in a similar spot, but just kind of bounces off.
Thick
hide. All right. Bob Pye and Todd Cobb.
So now that sort of Bob Pye is facing the back of the owlbear, since it's kind of... Grimnorn went flying by it. And he's kind of looking at it. He notices the giant wound in the back where Todd had stabbed it. Mm-hmm. And he could see a little bit of white of the spine from the wound. And he's going to take his strength and try to bury his axe and break this creature's back.
If you land this like you have before, I'll let you even Mortal Kombat where you rip it out. Do it.
Let's
all
start
right,
with
you
that.
Got the mighty deed. No pressure.
No pressure at all. Did I hear you say you'll give me a +2?
I did. Yeah, another +2 on top of your deed and your strength bonus. Oh, well, you got it.
Not give me a critical.
21 is enough.
So he manages to spot the little bit of white from the spine from where Todd had dinged it before, and he manages to plunge his axe in, but just sort of you know where the axe kind of bends at the bottom, and he manages to then pull it back out and rip out the spine, holding with sort of where the hook where the axe is, and sort of rip it out enough where the thing just sort of crumples to the ground, the mobile.
And there's one sarcastic hair flip, and he falls. All right. Nice job. All right, I think perhaps Hansy should be doing some stuff now.
Yeah.
Get up there, baby.
Yeah. Hansy, we're going to lay on hands, baby. Come on, okay. Shu. Supercharge my hands.
I will say, I think you can spell burn for lay on hands, can you?
I don't, that does not.
I'm just saying, I want to say that you're about, you know, you're this adventure, you know, you know, you're kind of cleaning up the dungeon. You guys know you're on your way out. So if there was ever a time to spell burn.
Now would be the time.
Do it now.
Well, so that's fine. I don't mind doing it, but I don't remember spell burn being something a cleric can do.
That may be very true. You can spend luck, but that never comes back. Unless, I guess Odo could give you luck.
I think luck, I have to use luck, I think, is what the deal is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's only wizards that can spell burn. I think you're right. Oh, well. Well, but there is, Odo could do the halfling luck thing, right? If you guys want to,
and you can choose to just burn your luck after your die roll.
Right. The thing with luck is it for except for halflings, it does not come back.
Excellent. So halflings,
it's not like Spellburn where you know, you recover. So that would be a bigger
waste.
Yeah.
All right, roll it, Tansy.
So, is anybody doing anything to help him out? Oh, you can, and you're saying we can do luck after?
Yeah, it's what according even to the
yeah. Okay, all right. See if it's close.
Now, this does say input value if healing a condition, enter condition name.
Yeah, there isn't. Don't worry about it.
Well, Bob is going to sort of try to make space, sort of move the owlbear around.
What is that going to do? Are you trying to...
Just to give space for the medic.
All right.
I rolled 14.
I think that does it. Yeah, you did it.
I think it does.
All right, so
praise Shul.
Praise Shul.
I think what happens when he's dead. Let's just see.
That comes down to alignment.
What is? Yeah. What is Thorgrim's alignment? He's either neutral or good.
Lawful.
Oh, okay, sweet.
So he gets three dice. Yeah. So give me. So Derek on his sheet there should be heal, and he gets three dice of healing.
Where is heal?
Oh, geez, you're gonna make.
Or do you want me to just roll 3d10? It's like, I can do that.
Yeah, but there's a button, man.
Okay.
Who did we say this was? This is Thorgrim?
Thorgrim. Is it under
healing
course?
Hit points? Healing it's hit on points. Like fucking core stats.
Oh,
dude.
I see it. I see it. I see it. It's three?
That probably maxes you out.
Yeah. I did it already. He got... Well, either way, he maxes out. Because his max is 14. Hansy... narrate this whole scene for us.
So Hansy strolls up, man. He's like, I got this. He puts one hand down.
I don't know where this confidence comes from, but sure.
Hey, look, we're so confident.
Okay.
You know what? You've had so many bad ones. You got a good one coming up. So one hand down and
that's
one
how
hand
how
up. And we say, Shul, don't let me down now, man. You know you owe me this one.
Oh,
and
geez.
We bring the second hand down. We say, all right, bless you, my son.
Nicely done. Take
praise
it next.
Be Shul.
All right. So Grimnorn is, Thorgrim is feeling great. Do you want to do anything for Todd Cobb while you're on a roll? He's down.
While I'm on a roll, yeah, hell yeah. Let's saunter on over to Todd Cobb. We're going down.
Yep. Hell to the yeah, to the yeah.
Hell to the yeah,
to the yeah.
Where is Todd Cobb? Oh, yeah,
he's
right next to him.
He's,
okay, yep, right next to him. All right.
Yep.
All right.
They run the front line.
I look at my hands. I see they're glowing. I was like, brother, I got another shot. Let's go.
Yeah. Shul's not going to be as happy about this because Todd is evil, but see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got to help our evil brothers out too.
That's right. All right. You're the good always are good. They help everyone. You're like those damn liberal elites.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. We got to help everybody.
You got to be real condescending about it.
Yeah, okay. So, look, I know you don't know. I know you don't. You don't see. You're not enlightened. But, but, Shul has pity on people like you too.
Have a pamphlet. All right, come on. Let's see it. I want to see what Shul thinks of this.
Praise be Shul. Oh, Shul, no happy.
Okay, yeah, Shul.
Like,
Shul, man,
your hands, your glowing hands, sputter, turn red for a second, and then it dies. And you feel that Shul is looking down on you, shaking his head slightly. All right, good times. All right. What are you guys going to do now? There's a real, like the stench that was Slaughterhouse, Bloody Feathers. It's more Bloody Feathers now. Now you kind of understand why there were Bloody Feathers.
So what else is in the room?
Duck, where are those crystals at?
They're embedded. There were like crystal fragments in the owlbear's hide, so that every time you hit it, they kind of fluoresced purple.
They were in. Let's check those out.
So if you kind of look.
I'm gonna cut one out. Let's cut one out.
Well, it's like dust, right? It's like living here. It's like this. But if you look at them, they're like real fine. They look like little tiny, like pop rock size chunks of crystal. They wouldn't have any value. You wouldn't think. As you look at the owlbear, you know that like owlbear pelts can go for quite a bit of money there, because they actually make nice. They have armor properties, and
we've got some skin in ahead of us here.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, though, I think there's enough damage done to his pelt that you feel like there's not going to be a way to save this. It's going to be heavy to carry, and you might be able to get like 2 gold pieces out of it. But you could if you wanted.
What else is in the room?
You search the room and you find bones. More hummus and mushrooms, and that's it. You don't smell, the doors don't smell any gold.
Okay, nothing in the alcove there.
And what's this thing?
Hold on. Yeah,
that's what the alcove is.
Okay, let's talk about that. So, that is a set of stairs down into a dark. They kind of lead into a dark chamber beyond. And let me look at the let's go back to the 3D because it's fancier.
Fancier.
Oh.
No.
And we can go, and so it leads down into a like a little pool. And it's got black, there's a black liquid in there, probably water. It looks like it's pretty deep. You don't, you could kind of go down the bottom of the stairs. You hear some scrabbling around.
Grabbling?
Like a little.
Well, so I would say are we going to try to go back across to this other side first? So it looks like if I look at the map, it looks like maybe those two lines there are going up to this hallway.
Yeah. You guys want to look up?
Yeah, let's look up.
Yes, the cavern goes up quite a ways, and then it's kind of dark at the top, and looks like there's just a ceiling there.
I say we go back and go across on 7 to see what's
up. As you're standing there looking up, these small rats come out of the water. You've apparently like almost stepped on their nest.
Great.
and they bite you. This combat's almost not worthwhile, so let's not even do it. I'm gonna say you kill the rats.
Yay!
this would be like, this would be like, as you're coming into the dungeon, these rats might have been difficult for you, but now you're second level, it would not be hard. So, okay.
can we go back down and across?
You certainly can.
Yeah, let's do that, boys.
Okay. Right. Nobody wants to search.
No, let's search.
Let's search in this area.
Okay. Give me trained intelligence checks for everybody who's searching.
Okay. Let's see here.
Do do do.
Character sheets.
All right. Angus does a good job. Make sure you do Thorgrim, Derek, also. Norwood does a decent job. I would say Angus and Grimnorn. Ooh, Thorgrim did a great job. in the rat's nest is actually kind of right at the base of the pool and the stairs. And as you're kind of poking, maybe you won't put your hand in there, but you're sticking a staff or the handle of your axe in there. You find a finely crafted rod with an orb on the end.
Ooh, this sounds like
does it vibrate?
No. But maybe you don't know
what.
Maybe you don't know how to turn it on.
It's an all male group. You have no idea what this is used
sit
for.
On it.
What?
Don't put it up your butt.
or do.
That's how it activates.
Why don't Norwood and
Ooh, I've detect magic.
Yeah. Go for it. Give me a didn't you lose it?
I thought that was something else.
You tried detect magic when we were down in area 10. It worked. That's right. You did it successfully. So you still
there is something I lost, but I don't think it was that.
No, I remember it worked. Yeah, you did well on the detect magic. So give me do a detect magic.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Oh, that's bad.
Oh,
oh man. Dude.
Okay, lost to tech magic.
You could have spelled. Okay. Could he spell burn on that?
He could have, but.
I could have. I think it asked me to do it before I roll, though.
You have to do that before. All right. Yeah, so I don't know that detect magic, you have a strong sense that tech magic would have just shown that, yes, it is magic.
Yeah, but it was still fun to do, except for that I lost it.
Except for that you lost it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. And as you guys are kind of searching around, you also think it would be possible. It's not, these walls could be climbed if you so desired. There's enough handholds and stuff. You could climb them. So just giving you that info. What are you going to do now?
Let's go up to number one. Are you saying?
No, we don't want
to. Well, you don't know that it connects to number one, but
yeah, you don't want to do that. We're going to go across.
Okay.
Did these stairs here go down or just up?
Went up.
They end in 7.
Okay.
So that, you know, see, they actually drew it kind of correctly here. It comes out on the floor. Yep. Okay. You come out. I'm assuming I'll be a nice GM and assume you tied off your mushroom caps.
Yeah.
Of course. Right.
They're and, bulbous.
Yes, maybe you fashion or you use battle axes as oars.
Yeah.
How do you get across?
Yeah, we get on the mushrooms and we kind of paddle our way.
You can paddle with your arms, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, and we can and we'll have a. Do we have a rope to keep us together, or is it that narrow? How narrow is it?
Sure, you guys would have a rope. Why not?
Okay, let's just go across.
All right. You get across, and the little ledge there. Back, I was looking at something else, and I got distracted. Let's say the water is just slightly below the level of that wedge. Maybe some of it kind of slopped up on over, but mostly it's dry. There's a ledge. You kind of hop off your mushrooms. Who's in the front?
You gonna keep the same order that we had before?
Yeah, I'll go again. Sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. You kind of walk in and you see that it's a short corridor, and at the end of the corridor there are two silvery metal doors. Each of the pair of doors sports the face of an enraged giant. Again, maw open wide as if in a barbaric howl. A raised keyhole is placed at the seam between the two doors, not in the mouth this time.
Did anybody find the key?
Thief.
Nope.
Nope.
Can you pick the lock?
What about that ore, that staff with the ore?
Yeah, what about the... does it look like I could fit it?
You guys did find a key on the Oracle, didn't you? Didn't I talk about a key made out of some crystal?
Yeah, I don't know who took that. I don't think I took it.
Maybe. I got a mirror with a crystal. Oh, yeah, no, key made of crystal. Yes, we do there have a key go. Made of crystal.
You do, okay. You do have a key made of crystal.
Well, then let's stick that key in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Make sure it's lubricated, though.
You'll die. Okay.
Let me think about this here. How mean do I want to be? It would make me happy.
No. Do it for you, Doc. Do it for you.
Do it for you.
Do it for you. Now you've got the key. So the doors open with the key. And you see there is a long tunnel. Forget that this opens on a wall, that leads off into the darkness, with a minecart track. There's no cart on this end, but there's a minecart track, and there's a long tunnel leading off into the darkness.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
All right, let's go, boys.
Well, everybody light their torches.
Not everybody, because the door.
Should we?
No cart. There goes our Indiana Jones scene.
Should we rest before we travel into the depths?
Yeah, are we safe? Norwood could use some rest. He's almost dead.
As some spells have been lost and people are hurting.
Let me see something quick. Does that show? No, it does not. Okay. Yeah, you get the sense, and this looks a little bit. How about this, Thorgrim, who knows Gnomish? No, is it Grimnorn that knows Gnomish? Ty, I thought one of your characters knew Gnomish.
Somebody did because they were able to talk to the.
No, it was Grimnorn. Yeah,
Have Grimnorn give me a trained intelligence roll, and I'll see if I can help you out. No.
Yeah, ha ha.
Some of you noticed that there's kind of glyphs on this passageway.
Yeah.
But you can't really figure out what they say. Oh. All right. So it's a long. It looks, you know, it goes at least like 100 feet before it starts to turn down.
So you guys are suggesting that we should get out of here, heal up, and then come back down in this thing?
Well, it sounded like your suggestion is let's go down this thing.
That was my suggestion, but then I got some pushback on that, so.
I'm thinking that maybe we heal up and
yeah. I'll give you guys the I would say this would be a good point. If you go down this tunnel, shit is gonna get real. How about your characters feel there's a wind that blows to this tunnel and there's ominous portents.
I mean, there was a crystal key. You don't take that lightly.
Yeah.
All right. So can we lock this thing and seal it back up with a crystal
Absolutely.
Key?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we could come back.
Yep.
I mean, but we're not coming back. We're either.
there is a rather large book with adventures at this place. I'm sure we'll be coming back.
Well, you know, you guys know. So
we're not in. We're
not
in
White Rock.
Right?
No, we're not.
You're the entrance that you came down into this dungeon. And did you guys find? I'm going to say you also found. Let's say you found a book on the Oracle. And if you were to go back to Silmar, maybe. you know, since apparently Grimnorn is useless with his gnomish, maybe someone there could translate it for you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. All right. So is everybody on board?
Are we doing that, or you guys?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, Derek seems well Derek, you could pick up a new zero level
sure.
Piece of meat.
So I do have a question with the spell that I lost. I have to sleep. Is that a rest?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. It's just not permanent. It's just, I have to rest.
Correct. Yeah. It's okay. Just okay. Like, you know, in D&D, when you cast a spell, that spell slot is used up. But in DCC, if you're successful, you can keep going until you lose it when you fail.
Okay.
So, but it's just like as soon as you rest, all your spells come back.
Okay, so even it's including
never
my,
lost permanently,
including my like the my sleep spell that where I got a minus.
Yeah, yeah. No, they all come back after you rest.
Okay. Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah. No, this seems to be, you know, you guys think, you know, you've, aside from not rescuing any of the poor women and children that are now drowned on all the water.
seems like it's a little late for
you,
that.
You've definitely gotten some share of loot. You feel like there may be, you know, some of the stuff you've got, you could take to some various folks in Silmar and, you know, they might pay you for it, like the journal, you know, maybe the spear with the dark crystal on it. And you could learn about more what was going on.
So are we? We're going to White Rock, and we were directed here. And do we feel like going through this is going to take us where we need
someone,
to go?
Someone had a rumor that there was a back entrance to Castle White Rock.
Okay, so this so maybe this is the way, the back entrance,
perhaps.
Back yes, door.
And you had heard you'd heard about people being kidnapped, this seemed like so. The one thing you do what you do remember about hearing about White Rock is, you know, White Rock is this big castle. There is like this this order of monks that's working on an excavation, but you know that there's also quite a few evil factions that exist in White Rock. So it's not clear whether, you know, just walking up to the front door of White Rock is going to be easy.
Okay,
it might be. You don't know. All you know is you've heard that there's.
We have some evil characters with us. I mean,
sure. And you know, nobody gets along with evil like other evil people.
Yeah,
they don't ever fight amongst themselves.
Yeah, what's your tiger team?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So how are you guys going to get back? You could either try and climb up where you were, or remember. Someone could climb up the chain and hit the gear and raise everyone up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what seems the most logical way to do it.
Okay. I would say probably a halfling or a thief would be the best climber. Who wants to try and climb up a chain?
Well, I got a halfling. Dildo's a halfling. I'll do it.
Okay. Is there a bonus? Do halflings have like a climb skill?
Let me look. I don't know.
Would it be easier to climb up the... Didn't that water thing have climbing?
It had handholds. I don't know. Let me look up halflings here real quick.
I'm looking at halflings too.
Small size. Sneak and hide. Improvision.
All right. Let me look up thieves.
Halfling.
Look up thieves skill. I didn't see a climb. Climb sure surfaces is a skill. For chaotic thieves, level 2, get a +3. So that would apply, I would think, for either the chain or the... Todd Cobb's your thief, right?
Yep.
So he would... He would feel... Let me look at this. He feels like climbing the chain would be much easier than trying to climb those walls in the cistern.
So let's let the thief do it, since the thief has got a climbing skill.
Okay. Right. So you get climb. A +3, I think.
Yep.
And do you have a agility bonus? Woo. You make it. It's a little dicey. You feel like you shouldn't have been that close, but yeah, you make it.
All right.
Raise them up.
Raise them
up. Everybody, you know, they're the rooms that are, it's strangely quiet on these rooms that you go through. There's some of the bodies you left behind. You come out into the hills around Silma. Gosh,
we embrace the sun.
The sun.
Here comes the sun.
Here comes
little darling.
Did I have another area map?
I don't know. Do you?
Sure. I mean, it doesn't matter too much. I'll put you on that one. Yeah. So White Rock. Gotta go to the selector. Like Castle White Rock is kind of right. You know, it's kind of part of it submerged in this lake, and you were up, you know, maybe 2 or 3 miles from the entrance in the hills, kind of down here. But you, there was a rumor that, you know, the dungeon that you went in, you know, where these creatures would come out and were kidnapping children, that there might be a back way into Castle White. Everybody else, give me another intelligence check, especially the dwarves.
Especially the dwarves?
Yep.
Okay. Intelligence check.
Trained intelligence, yes. All right, well, Dr. Hansey can do it. Angus, Todd.
What? And all of us doing...
Sure, yeah.
Intelligence?
Yep, ooh. Trained intelligence. Ooh, Dildo. Dildo's your halfling, though, right?
Dildo's smart. Yeah.
I haven't seen Thorgrim or Grim.
I'm doing Thorgrim right now.
Okay.
Grimnorn went earlier.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. 11.
Yep.
Ooh, okay. Thorgrim is going to be the one.
God damn
and, it. You know, imagine... imagine Rex's lecture voice as he talks about the so Thorgrim thinks about all the things that have been through and, you know, the caverns here, and remembers that he heard a rumor, whether it was in Silmar or he's piecing together stuff from his dwarven background, that there was once a gnomish academy that was located in the underground beneath Castle White Rock, in the caverns underneath Castle White Rock, and those gnomes, no one ever, they're gone now, but you know, they would actually advertise for, you know, people that wanted to study the things that gnomes teach, like you know, what? Making gadgets and, you know, all that kind of crap.
And the gnomish trader.
Yeah, so it was called the Clockwork Academy. And in one of the upheavals, when you guys were asking about things in Silmar, one of the upheavals that hit White Rock, the gnomes that were at the Clockwork Academy just disappeared. And Thorgrim, with his academic musings, you know, he is working on the tome of the Dwarven History of Aesthea, makes the connection that, oh, you know, perhaps these, you know, these creatures that we were battling really appear to be gnomish. You know, they've kind of twisted, but maybe these are the descendants of the Clockwork Academy. Maybe they found their way through the underground passages when White Rock was sacked hundreds of years ago, driving the gnomes out. And they landed here, and he further thinks about the dark crystal and the stirrings he felt in its blood, and realizes that prolonged exposure to that crystal may have corrupted them into the foul creatures that you guys battled. Okay, so you guys, I would assume, make your way back to the city of Silmar.
Yes, please.
Okay, you're going to go back to the Inn of the Sleeping Drake.
Might as well. That's what we know, isn't it?
Yep.
That's where our rooms are.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Yeah, so this whole thing probably took, you know, 12, 18 hours. What do you guys think? Maybe a little longer. Maybe you were gone for a day and a half. You did have that one rest before you went down into the lake. So you come back into Silmar. You come into the Inn of the Sleeping Drake. I think I even have the Inn of the It's like I've done prep on this shit. And into the slumbering drink. If you remember, we've got characters. If I will remember, let's see. There's the Lady Chantessa. Remember? Mm-hmm. There's the bouncer.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. Lady Chantessa isn't. Let's see. What time of day should it be? You probably went to the out in the ruins. Let's say it's been a day and a half, so it's probably, you know, late evening, 7-8 o'clock. So maybe the slumbering Drake is busy. Maybe Lady Chantessa is there. What does it look like? What does your party look like as you walk into the door of the slumbering?
Probably tired, a little bit disheveled.
Some bandages, some
smelly.
Smelly. Some blood.
Some dried blood bird feathers stuck to us.
Yeah. So you come in. Cookie is the bouncer. Cookie is a half ogre. Not a half orc, a half ogre. Wow.
He shouldn't even know. He should think we smell just fine.
he's actually very, he smiles at you and kind of nods his head. He's like, adventurers. And he remembers you from before, and he counts his, like, oh, one less? And his voice raises in a question. Didn't you guys lose one? Who did we lose?
Yeah.
Someone. I thought we lost somebody.
Spacey.
Yeah, Spacey, but Spacey. I thought we lost Spacey before. Oh, no, that was the skeletons. Yeah, yeah, we lost Spacey.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, well, welcome back. Welcome back. Do you still have rooms with us? And he's not this eloquent. Rooms have you still?
Sure.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Lady Chantessa is over at her standard table. I guess maybe it's this one here in the corner. Being wined and dined by some adventurers who are way too clean to have been adventuring any time recently. She looks up as you guys kind of shamble into the room and head to the stairs up to your rooms. And there's a gleam in her eye. And she kind of nods at you. And the inn is doing a brisk business. There's a lot of adventurers. You guys get some stares, some knowing glances. What are you going to do?
I think it's time to clean up, boys.
Yeah, okay. Let's clean up and then have a hearty meal.
Shunt right. Up to the bar and have an ale and, yeah.
Okay. And try to figure out what we can learn about what we found.
Okay. Yeah. By the time you get cleaned up, and you know, maybe some, basic bandaging, you know, it's probably like 10 o'clock. What did I think, did I call the bartender Carl? That sounds familiar.
That is memory I do not have, sir.
Sure.
Yes. I wrote this shit down, so I'm gonna see how good my notes are.
A fine name.
Let's see, the Mighty Journal of Grimnorn.
The Mighty Journal of Grimnorn. It could be in there.
Innkeeper is Carl.
There you go. How's that for fucking memory?
Is it amazing. A C or K?
Okay.
With a K.
It's Carl!
Carl, yes. He recognizes you guys. Welcome back. What can I get?
A meal and drinks, please.
Very well, very well. Lady Chantessa at this point has kind of, you know, her, she's, the adventurers that are with her are no longer there, and she kind of, what's the right word? Saunters isn't the right word, but she floats.
She glides.
She's classy. She's classy as fuck, boys. There's no sashaying. That's trampy. She glides over. She glides over and nods to Carl. And like, this one's on the house, Carl. He's like, yes, ma'am.
Hey.
And she, you guys are at the bar or did you sit at a table?
We were at, I guess we
I
were
get
are,
the sense
man.
You were at the bar.
At the bar.
So she'll kind of perch on one of the stools at one end from you guys and say, "Adventurers, you know I live for tales of you know my glory days long past. Tell me what has transpired? You came in and looks like and one of your number is now not with us. Is that right?"
Yeah, we weren't quite as fortunate as we could have been.
Just business.
Yeah, that's the adventuring life. Well, tell me what did you find? What is your story?
Well,
Thorgrim, why don't you weave your tail?
Thorgrim, no. Norwood says, found there's a bear thing, and my partner died, but
And Lady Shantessa is gonna raise an eyebrow.
Who are those people you were talking to over there? They looked really clean.
They're from the Adventurers Guild. they're fine adventurers. They come in. I don't know how many adventures they actually go on, but they sure talk. They talk a lot and they talk smoothly. Certainly.
What do they talk about? Owlbears? They talk about
owlbears. Did you guys experience an owlbear? Where was your adventure? Did you go to your castle, White Rock? Oh, how droll!
Norwood's gonna stop talking to her and order a drink.
Okay. Is he gonna drink?
One thing of interest, though, is
go ahead.
Where can we find somewhere to perhaps sell items that may have interest?
Well, I think I've mentioned this to you before. I am, if you have items from Castle White Rock, I am always very interested in those. Did you adventure in Castle White Rock?
We weren't in Castle White Rock per se, but it could be that we're close to her.
Oh.
And Thorgrim can then dive into his fascinating...
Okay, you want Thorgrim to...
I don't know. Hold on. Are we sure that we want to divulge everything that we know to
That's
this?
That's up to you guys.
I'm not.
Okay, that's fine.
Quite sure yet.
Quick interruption from Norwood.
Okay.
Norwood pulls out a very moderately shiny rock. Not a beautiful rock, and not just a normal stone. And he's gonna take it out that he just happened to have found not per se in the dungeon, but maybe out close to outside, because he's always picking up stuff. And he's gonna present that. We have found this.
And she will daintily take the rock from Norwood's hands and look at and kind of tilt her head to the side and look at it like, fascinating. Yes. This appears to be igneous rock from the hills around White Rock. More interested in books and scrolls and artifacts from, not so much rocks per se, but yes, fascinating. Thank you very much. And she'll hand it back to Norwood.
Books and artifacts and scrolls. Okay.
Now we did end up with a book, didn't we?
Yeah, that no one can read.
Yeah, you have doubts about whether you want to talk to Lady Shantessa. So
I mean, we get to talk to her, but I don't know about. So I don't know. We're going to play our hands out completely. I mean, clearly she's got...
So Lady Shantessa, Lady Shantessa is going to see like this kind of... maybe there's some elbow nudging and stuff going on as you guys... And she's like, oh, well, perhaps I should... You know, I will be here... you know, I'm about to retire for the evening. But if you guys would like... I am here for a resource. I'm, you know, and I'm always looking for... And I will pay a fair price for artifacts from White Rock or any associated things. And I know quite a bit about the lore. So, but I understand, you know, adventuring is a tough life. And, you know, trust is hard in this world. So if you don't trust me, that's okay. I'll give you some privacy. Like to come.
Dr. Hansen would say, hey, if you want to talk more in private, you know, maybe I should escort you to your room and we can talk more in private about Castle White.
And Odo steps in front of Handy and says, oh, that's okay, I'll take her.
Okay. why don't you both give me charisma or whatever personality. Give me rolls. I want rolls.
All right.
And I'm just going to say the success, you know, it's more than 20.
Carl's going to fail miserably.
Yeah. So,
come off, sucker.
Lady Shantessa is going to look at Hansy with like her lip's going to curl up and her nose is going to wrinkle like, what? And then Odo's going to step in and she'll have a small little smile and she'll kind of rub his head. She's like,
that's how it starts.
Hey, look, I'm just gonna look at her and say, hey, look, first impressions, you know, look, you may be turned off, but I kind of grow on you.
She's going to shudder a little bit. She's like, I'm just going to leave you guys. I'm going to leave you guys alone. And please, you know, don't come to my room.
Yeah, we gave it our best shot, Hansy. I'll buy you a drink.
All right. Best ale, man. Best ale for both.
All right. You buy
bitches,
some
man,
ale.
Bitches.
Bros before hoes. All right.
I don't want to burn her bridge entirely, though.
Yeah.
We should throw some kind of bone here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's not be complicated.
What I mean.
But we just don't want to give away anything. If she's willing to pay, she's willing to pay better than who? Who else? Who else is also willing to pay?
Yeah, but she's also established in this town. And what's your alignment there, buddy?
Chaotic.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Oh, alrighty.
Exactly. Can't you figure that one out?
Then okay. I see your point.
I don't know. I honestly don't remember why we're trusting her.
Okay, I'm not trusting her, but you know that's
no, fine. I don't not trust her, but I don't remember why because I was probably
she had the question mark over her head.
Right. Okay.
And we clicked it.
I'm trying to remember. Let me see if I can. And you know, I don't remember shit either. I mean, it's her inn, right? She's obviously established in the town.
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't remember that.
She welcomed you in when you got here and kind of told you, she gave you information about White Rock for free. I think she's the one that maybe gave you a lot of the details on the history.
Okay. Okay. And, well, then maybe we should trust her. I did not.
Yeah, so she has done nothing that I know of to earn. I mean, you know, certainly fine to be mistrustful. There was a drunk too, you guys. Wasn't there a town drunk?
Yeah, there's like seven of us.
Yeah. No. In the folks that are in the inn. But I think you talked to a drunk. I may have to go back and listen to some of those, or we just make shit up again. But, you know, you did like she's the proprietress of the inn, and she's, you've heard of her from even outside of Silmar. So
okay.
It's not like, you know, she doesn't have a bad reputation. You feel like she's fairly trustworthy. But I think at this point, you know, you guys can talk to her tomorrow. But for now, you've retreated to your, you know, maybe you're still at the bar, and she's left. It's, you know, 10, 11 at night. You know, I will point out that some interesting areas, maybe you ask Carl, or maybe you manage to actually get some useful information about places in Silmar from Lady Shantessa before you hit on her. Let's see here in C4. Let me label some of these.
The explosive area.
Map and background. Draw text. This is Remy. Oh, it's gonna
by the King's Gate.
Yeah, hold on. I'm making it readable.
Are we in this big green building here with the white circle? Is that?
You are. Yes, C9. I think, is that what it says?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Remy's maps and charts. C9. Let me make sure. C9 is the end of the Slumbering Drake. Yes.
The big green building.
Yes. I'm going to label it.
So the largest building in the town.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The largest building in town.
If anyone could pay for what we have, it might be the first.
Okay. Well, hey, well, you know, just,
Mr. You Paranoid.
An abundance of caution. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, you could call it that. It's also paranoia.
Let's see. What else is interesting? There's some. I mean, there's of course weapons, folks. There's probably. Let me look. There's various weapons shops that might be able to buy things. An armorer, an undertaker.
I'd like to find out what this staff with orb on top does.
Okay, well, so I'm looking for there is the Hall of Worms, which is a library.
Ooh.
That's in the high quarter. Interesting. Ooh, this looks interesting. Okay. Yeah, you've heard that there's a library at H1.
Maybe we should split quarter, up the treasure.
Yeah. As far as valuing, like figuring out, let's see. A lot of noble houses.
Paid.
You want to get paid.
Yeah, because we do have certain items that I don't know if there's anything about them.
Yeah, I'm not seeing, but I'm just kind of scanning through here real quick. I would think it would be in the common quarter, the C's. An armor, an undertaker. Everybody needs an undertaker. Maybe Spacey needs a coffin.
Odo would like a bath, please.
I don't think we carried his body out.
Yeah. There is, C10 is the town square. There's a lot of merchants there, so maybe there's somebody who would
buy stuff.
Yeah, maybe. There, C11 is a fortune teller. I'm going to say perhaps Remy's maps and charts. The C6 is a jeweler's guild hall. So they might buy gems and such there if you wanted to sell them. But we'll say perhaps you hear maybe that at Remy's you can. Maybe he has the ability for a fee to identify magic items. So, I assume, you know, all these places would be closed now. So you guys gonna get yourself nice and drunk.
Yeah.
And, and then sleep in the morning.
And then negotiate. Let's get drunk and then go negotiate.
Well, we should also maybe give another shot at trying to figure out if we could figure out what this book is.
Sure.
As well.
You would. How is that going to go?
Like, have him try reading it again, maybe after a good night's rest.
All right, I will allow it, even though, it's fine.
Yeah, in the heat of the moment, his gnomish was, his eyes were crossed, tired.
And what did I say? There was the library one. You know, maybe he could go to the library to try and enhance his, you know, maybe there's some gnomish texts or some historical texts that library that might enhance it. So that might be enhance his chances at understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys could head to the library. All right. Anything else you guys want to do tonight?
I think that's about it.
What about additionally? Is there a healer service in town?
Yeah, how long is it going to take to heal just from
you get like every
hotel?
Night you, I think if you don't do anything, you get 2 hit points back. If you just rest.
Visit the Temple of Shul.
That's right. You could visit the Temple of Shul. You know, it would take a donation of some sort. Sure.
But I don't see us leaving immediately, so time I think is fine.
Let me. Yeah, time heals all wounds is what they say. You know? If you get a day of bed rest, so if you don't leave your bed, you get 2 hit points back. If you just rest, you get 1 hit point for a regular. And if the spell burn you did, Derek, mm-hmm. heals at the same rate.
Okay.
Okay. And halfling and thief heals at the same rate. Okay. You wake up the next morning feeling, and I would assume Carl or is Hansy going to try and spend some time.
Absolutely, he needs to go
establishing his good graces.
He needs to go atone for his sins. One because he. Disgrace himself beseeching Shul, and the other is not hooking up with the lady.
Striking out.
Yeah, failure to hook up.
So we have to atone for multiple sins.
Okay. Is he gonna do any praying in his room? What's he gonna do? Is he gonna wait till tomorrow?
We'll go to the temple in the morning.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So the morning sun breaks through the mist that lies in the streets. The hawkers start singing out, and their voices are very loud, and they ring in your ears. There's too much ale. And okay, so who's going where?
Well, how about let's actually, before we get too far along here, mm-hmm. shall we split up our money?
Yeah.
That way we could.
That sounds good. Yeah. And, you know, maybe you should put all your loot in a pile and decide who's going to take what where. Split up the, you know, the stuff that's easy to split up and then.
Fight over the rest.
Yeah, because you're going to have a bunch of stuff that you might want to go get.
Appraised
or identified.
Yeah.
So what do you got? Gersh, you probably have the best list.
Yep. All right, so we got Glowing Bone with Scroll. Hansy has that.
Did you identify what the scroll was? What the?
It's just that it's a divine magic, so that's why Hansy has it.
Okay.
All right, we got 5 gems, okay. Platinum, Fine Shield that went to Angus, Crown with Crystal, Ring with crystal. Snake eating its tail. Mm-hmm. Which sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Sell that shit.
Very nicely made cloak. Mm-hmm. A crystal shard. A key made of crystal. Mm-hmm. A spear with a crystal.
The
crystal shard is actually like a dagger. It's got a handle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
We definitely don't want to sell the key.
We don't want to sell the key. A sphere with crystal, a pouch with coins, and that's all it says, and the book. And then we also have the crafted rod with an orb at the end. Who took that? Norwood?
Yes.
I think Norwood took it.
Since Philibert's not here.
Okay. So there's potentially some weapons here. We got a spear. We got the crystal shard, which is a dagger. I'm curious what that ring does. And then we got the crown. And a bag of coins, platinum, and a bunch of 5 gems.
Okay. And let's say the bag of coins, how many of you are there?
12 living.
12 living. So let's say there's 240 gold in there. 20 each.
20 gold.
Nice. All
right. Just add it to
it. It's a big bag.
Okay.
And how many gold is a platinum?
Five.
Platinum's five gold?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Todd Cobb will keep it because, you know.
I think you gave, there was one extra one, right? Everyone got one.
Oh, maybe everyone got one because actually,
and then there was one. There was one extra, so everybody just take 25 gold. You know, you change it in, right?
Everyone takes 25 gold. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And there's one extra platinum piece that maybe Todd Cobb put in his pocket, and
that is exactly
come up later to haunt him in a horrible way.
No, it won't.
No, it won't. Yeah. Yeah, right.
It was for Spacey.
Oh, you're killing me, man. He was my favorite.
I'm pouring one out. You know, maybe we could talk about a Spacey Jr. Maybe you could find like Spacey's cousin, and he's already a thief on the streets of.
How about last night we spent that extra platinum buying beers and talking about Spacey.
There you go.
Pour it out.
Nice. There we go.
Take an XP.
He defended the child. Yeah. He helped the demon. He's a good guy.
That's right. He did.
Oh
yeah, Spacey was a. Spacey.
That breaks my heart that he died because that was awesome.
It was.
What about those gems there, Todd? What are you gonna do with those?
Oh, we have to appraise them and sell them. I may have contacts. I'll see what I could do.
C6 is the stone arson.
Okay, we will visit him. With the
gem place.
Where is the identify potential magical items store?
So, the maps or the library, like what you've heard, there isn't really like a, you know, in RPGs, like the magic store, there is no magic store.
There's no Wizards Guild.
There's no Wizards Guild.
Identify objects.
Yes. But you think Remy's maps, is a, you know, he's kind of known to have some magical, properties. And then the library, has a bunch of it's called the Hall of Worms. And there are hints of kind of occult things, and there's lots of information there. And it people talk about how difficult it is to get help from there, though. And it may be a temple to a god of knowledge, perhaps.
Some sort of maybe. Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's the next day.
It's the next day. So and you guys have. You know, met in the biggest, you know, maybe you guys rented probably two or three rooms. So you met in the biggest common area, one of the rooms, and you have all your loot out and you've piled it up. Now you need to figure out who's going. So you've got some gems that perhaps you want to get appraised.
Yep.
You've got some weapons and some other, you know, magical accoutrements. So let's see, weapons shops, which could probably...
Square.
Scimitar and shield. Probably that one. Oh, weaponsmith. How about Bow's Blades? That's C8. He's probably the best known weaponsmith in and he deals with you've heard he may deal with magical weapons also.
Or at least weapons of extraordinary power.
Better than Daisy?
That's impossible. By the way, you guys have +1 daggers that we keep forgetting to actually use in combat. But anyway.
Oh, I mean, I think were there two or just one?
There were two.
Yeah. Todd's got one, and I actually put
Spacey
it in my
Spacey had one. Yeah.
Spacey had one. Norwood has it, but Norwood will give it to Todd because he doesn't. If Todd wants two
weapon.
I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think you can do wield.
Not effectively.
Halfling can do wield.
So okay, maybe. Well, we'll give it to the halfling then.
All right.
Odo or Dildo?
Yeah, who do you want to give it to? Odo's got his ranged weapon he likes, so.
What is Dildo?
Then give it to Dildo.
The short sword.
Okay. And he could dual wield with the dagger and the short sword then, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and when you add it in, there's a magic bonus. You could type in a 1 there and it'll
do that.
Flow through to the hit and all that good stuff.
See, I get a gem then, right?
And what about this? What about this crystal dagger?
We need to figure out what it does.
So is that going to go? Are we going to take that to the magic identifier or the weapons identifier?
The weapons identifier works with magic weapons. So I think we just take the spear and the dagger there. You know, a couple people could go there.
Keep the dagger. We're not selling. Or you mean?
We need
dagger?
To identify what, it.
He wants
yeah,
to
check
identify
it
what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, haven't you played a computer role-playing game before, John? Come
on. I have, yes.
Todd's going to go sell the gems.
Okay.
And
by himself?
No.
He's going to try to sneak out of there. He's going to try to sneak out of there before anyone figures out what's going on. All right, guys, going to go sell gems. Be right back.
Nobody's going by themselves.
All right.
Norwood has a small piece of string tied to him, so he can tell if he runs away.
And we're not doing same characters with going off on their own.
Yeah, and since Rex isn't here, and I know you're playing him, Derek, but I think Thorgrim says, I really want to go to the library and ask
the
about
library.
This book. And
all right, I was going to go to the map shop, but we'll go to the library. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
Well, someone should go. I think the perhaps the scroll and the rod with the orb on the end might be best served by going. Or you could go to both. You could go to map place and the library.
Go to the library first.
Yeah, we'll go to the library first.
So
who's going to go to the gem place with me?
Dildo.
Yeah, okay. Dildo will go with you.
Bob will take the weapons to go to the weapon place. Who wants to come with Bob?
Who do you want to
put
Bob's a fighter. Matthias can. Matthias drives a hard bargain.
Carl, you want Deviated Septim to go to the weaponsmith also?
Yeah, that's fine. Deviated Septim go to the weaponsmith. I was going to say, whoever needs healing can come with me to the Temple of Shul.
Doesn't Odo need...
So does Todd, but he's not. After the failure of the he's gonna just kind of rest it out.
Yeah, but this is not just any priest. This is the temple. The high.
I'll rest it out for a little. In fact, we all went up one hit point, right? So let me.
Are there other temples?
There are other temples.
just shopping around. No offense, Shul. We love you, Shul. Just in case. Just checking out.
Let me see.
We're good, Hansy. We're good.
Because when you fail epically, imagine how epic it would be when a high priest is
Hey, if you're going to go down, man, you go big.
Shul's like, stop talking to me, you fucking humans.
Where's that list? Here we go. In fact, there's a lot of gods of chaos, but I doubt many of them have official temples in town. But, maybe if some of you, maybe there's a neutral temple. Oh, wow. Interesting. On the list of gods of the eternal struggle, Cthulhu is neutral.
He just doesn't care.
You guys, let's say out in the woods, there is a small shrine to Ildavir, the goddess of nature. It's a small moss-covered stone edifice with some shrine maidens wearing kimonos.
And are there any chaotic gods?
There are many chaotic gods. The question is, do they have official temples?
That's what we're asking.
So the chaotic gods that I have here, Amarion, god of death and disease, the hidden lord, god of secrets, Azik Dahaka, demon prince of storms and waste. Nice. Bo Bugbills, demon lord of evil amphibians. Kataxat, the chaos titan. Nimlurun, the unclean one, lord of filth and pollution. And Malatok, the carrion crow god. You would have to do some digging to find out if any of those folks have any sects or places of worship in town, because they're certainly no one's going to kind of come out and say that. And they would not
We'll think about that. I gotta look at the.
But remember, if you're chaotic, if you go to a neutral god, perhaps like Ildavir, you know, you can still. It's not as bad as being healed by a good god.
Okay. No, I was thinking. Yeah.
Well, Todd Cobb probably has, like, you will heal eventually if you stay in town long enough. And, you know, these temples, even the Temple of Shul, is going to charge you something. Whether it's some sort of, you know, maybe you're going to have to do a job for them or something. But, you know, you're not going to get healing for free.
There is a price to be paid. Like, for instance, even if I go down there, I have to give a sacrifice. I've been doing whatever kind of coin I've been collecting. But, yeah, you have to give a sacrifice.
Yeah, you have to give.
I was thinking is should Norwood take a patron?
Oh, yes, he definitely should.
Would that be a – would I go to a –
Oh, that is a great call. I don't think we'll do this. I'm going
to... No, not now. We do that separately. But would I go to a temple to do that? Or
right? Yeah. You would have to kind of... We'd have to find you a patron that you would somehow connect with.
But would I go to a temple to do that? Or would that be a...
Yeah, you know, chaotic gods, if they have temples, they're usually in dungeons.
Sure, yeah, right?
You wouldn't necessarily have to go to a temple. There may be like a secret group or something that, you know, maybe there's a hidden altar in the sewers or something, but you know what we should do, Derek, is we should have, Norwood have, we can have a little side quest for him.
Okay.
We could either do it over email, or we could have a quick session and...
Yeah.
Or we'll work it out. I have actually, I don't have it beside me, but the DCC annual has a whole nother list of possible patrons, so I can give you some choices.
Okay. Yeah.
We should definitely do that though. All right. All right. So here's what I got. I got Todd Cobb and Dildo are going to hawk the gems.
Yeah. Right?
I got. The people who is going to, there's folks going to the library with Thorgrim.
Thorgrim, Norwood.
Right. And probably Philibert. Odo will go.
Yeah.
Okay. Hansi's going to Shul. Sounds like he's going by himself. He can't convince anybody to go with him. And then everyone else, it sounds like, is going to the blade, the weapons store.
No, because there's some jewelry we have. That crown and that ring. Is there like some kind of jewel shop that we could?
I would say probably the gem. The
gem shop? Okay.
Gem shop. You know, you could take those there.
Sure.
I would say, you know, maybe if you cast, let me look at the.
Magic guy.
Norwood could cast detect magic on your whole pile of loot, and I'll just give him an automatic success because he can take all the time he wants.
Okay.
And let me see what glows. the crown. I think the crown is going to glow. Nope. The ring glows. The cloak glows. The key does not glow. The dagger and the spear glow. Of course the bone that had the scroll in it glows, and the orb, the rod with the orb on the end glows. What else? Is there anything else I'm missing?
Okay, so the dagger glows, the spear glowed, the crown glowed.
No, the crown does not glow.
The ring?
Ring does.
Okay.
Cloak.
And
yes.
The cloak.
Put the ring on.
Yes.
Okay. Put the ring on.
I'm very tempted to. Like, if there's one thing Todd's going to pocket, it's going to be the ring. Maybe the cloak makes you invisible. I guess we'll see if we can identify this stuff first before we just randomly throw it on and come the next crazy person chanting the crystals and mushrooms.
Okay.
What about that fine shield that Angus took?
No, that's not cool.
Okay.
What about it?
It does not glow. It's not magic.
Okay. Just a shield.
It's well crafted.
And the you said that rod with the orb glowed.
Yes, it did.
Okay. And the book? The book's not magic, is it?
Book does not glow.
Okay.
No grimoire, as far as you can tell. All right. So you're going to take all, maybe you're going to take all stuff on the library map store trip. Huh? Take the gems to the gem place, and then everybody else is going to the blade store, and Hansi's going to Shul. Am I missing anybody?
I don't think so.
All right. Let's keep going if you guys are up for it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, I got a few more minutes in me.
All right. Well, we'll get through this part of the town phase, and then we can probably pick up with you guys figuring out what you want to do next. And also give me time to process. And maybe Philibert wants to get a patron as well. I think Philibert. What is Philibert's alignment? I think he's probably neutral. Core stats. He is neutral. Okay. I got all this DCC shit. We should use it. I also probably have some DCC magazines with some patrons in them, so we can see what makes sense. Patrons are good because you get, the patron will give you another spell.
Uh-huh.
And you can do, the thing you'll want to do is you get this spell invoke patron, and you want to spell burn as much as you can, because that will permanently determine how good you get to use your patron spell. So, and you can do it now and then rest for a long time and heal up afterwards.
Okay.
All right. So what do we, who wants to go first? Is there a preference?
Do the gem place. Gems. Yeah. Do the gems and the armor.
Okay. Yeah. So,
weapons.
The gems first. So the gems are a collection of. So how does this go? I guess it's Dildo and Todd Cobb, right?
Yeah. We'll go up and just ask for an appraisal.
Ask for an appraisal.
Yeah.
Their normal services are that they would appraise and then. They can take the appraisal fee out of the purchase price if you're just going to convert the money.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a. Give me. Five D20s. So you give me three, Gersh, and you give me two, John.
D20s?
D20s.
Okay, how do we just roll a d20 in here?
On the left-hand side, there's the bar, your dice, and then you hover over it, and then you roll down to where it says the d20.
Why?
Okay. Two. Or you can do it that way. Okay. Two of them.
Yeah.
John, you did shitty. So the gems that... the gems that... what the fuck is your guy? Dildo, like they're kind of, he's looking at them through the eyepiece. These are not worth much. So 80 gold. And we'll take 8 gold fee. So here, you take 72 gold.
Okay.
One of the gems that Todd has. Is a fine, fine, clear diamond worth 500 gold.
Nice.
Wow.
And the other two are worth 160 gold. So 660 gold minus a fee. It caps out at 50 gold. They don't charge you more. So 610 gold pieces for it.
Nice. All right.
Nice.
And
so 610 for the ones that he had, and 72.
72 for the ones that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I assume that you guys will take that back and split it among the party. So somebody do math.
Yeah.
Yep. 56 gold for everybody.
Okay. Ah. Nice.
Nice.
And then I will 5 gold for Todd and 5 gold for Dildo for the remaining fractions.
Okay. All right. Then that'll slip into your pocket somehow.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice. Finder's fee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's, you know, the gem place is well guarded. They eye you suspiciously this whole time. So just in case you were getting any ideas.
Do they appraise or identify the rings and stuff like that, or no, that's not them?
Yeah, they're really like, no, that's not our expertise. They point you to like Remy's maps.
Okay.
Who has the ring? Do you have the ring?
Oh, we brought that stuff.
They look at the crown though.
Okay.
And they say, oh, this is a very interesting piece. We'll give you 100 gold for it.
All right.
Okay.
How about
I mean, it's a crown. Does it have historical value that they're not, or
seriously,
interesting value? Like,
well, it has a piece of the dark crystal in it.
Yeah, don't sell that shit, man.
Yeah, let's show it to what's her face. And
the short man behind the desk shrugs. Is like, well, you know, you can sell it to us or not. I mean, you know,
how much do they want for it?
We'll give you 100 for it.
That's like 10 each. 8 each. Ah, let's shop around first. It's a crown with a dark crystal.
Crown of
somebody's been watching cheesy RPG movies.
Dark crystal. Ancient king.
All right, we'll hang on to the crown because maybe that's what we could kind of feed to.
Yeah. Your name is.
Okay. What else did you guys? Is there anything else you want the gem folks to look at?
We had the ring, and we were gonna get that in. We'll go to the other place. So no, the gem place. No.
All right. And is that all?
For Todd and.
Okay. So then, who wants to go? Let's go to the weapons store next. So, who's gonna lead at the weapons store? Gersh was in this one, so.
Yeah, Todd, because he's a warrior. He was gonna go.
Yeah, but who's going to be the lead character? Do we want Deviated Septim or?
I don't think I had anything to talk to.
What's
your
personality?
Personality with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your? Who's has the best?
He's lawful, but hang on. Let me look at.
Yeah, like his, but his stat.
He doesn't. His personality is only 10. Intelligence 9. So he's.
Yeah, I'm 10 too, but. At least I got an intelligence of 13, so maybe Bobble.
How about Angus McCreeton? He's going with the fighters, right?
Okay, yeah. What's Angus got?
He's a personality of 13,
and he's our man.
All right, Angus, you've got the crystal dagger, the spear with the dark crystal on it. What else has he got?
And we're at the weapons guys.
The weapons guys, yeah. Bow's blade.
Yeah, that's
the rod, or is
yeah,
that
we have these items. We're interested in finding out if they're any value, or
yeah, Norwood has the rod. We're sure it's magical,
and we could say we know they're magical, so you know he doesn't try to.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, so let me talk to you about Bao's blades. His name is Bao the Blade. He's a short, tightly built man, and he always wears a singed leather apron, which you can tell he uses to. Behind the forge. He has a bunch of scars on his face. He was an adventurer of some renown in his youth. As you come in, he kind of looks you over with some look of judgment in his eyes.
What, negative judgment?
Just judgment.
Okay.
He's appraising you.
Okay.
So what's your play there?
Good sir, we've just come from our brief adventures, and we've come across these weapons. We know they're magical, and we're wanting to know what they would be worth.
Adventures, eh? Where did these adventures take place?
Outside the city, so just trying to find our way through.
Outside the city. Well, friend, this is, I'm fairly well known in these parts. Here you came to me. I want to be helpful, but I don't provide services to just anyone. I only provide services to those who are worthy.
And what would we, what would it take to prove our worth to you so that we gain your trust and concern, good sir?
Well, tell me for what reasons do you go on these adventures?
We've been sent to rescue children who've been taken from their homes.
And oh, the missing children. Yes. Did you bring them back?
No, we're still on the. What the fuck?
You killed them, remember, John? Hey, give me a personality roll, John. they're making the like the cut off noises through their motion through the throat. No, don't talk about the kids.
No, we still have yet to find them, sir.
Okay. Well, give me that personality roll, John.
All right, personality roll. Did it come through?
Yep. There it goes. Woo!
Nice.
He looks you over as like, very well. Those are worthy goals. and let me see your items. I mean, I'm a little suspicious that you know, you come back with weapons, but without the children. But you know, well enough. You seem like an upright fellow. Thank God you rolled well. All right. So he will look at the. He looks at the. What do you hand him first?
What do we have?
We have a spear and a dagger. So you.
We'll hand him the dagger first.
He's like, oh, interesting. This dark crystal. Do you mind if, and he, you know, kind of holds out his hands.
Yeah, go ahead.
And he's like, come with me. And he opens the door into the, you know, behind the counter and into the, and kind of leads the way into the back. And he gets in front of, you know, a workbench, and there's a forge on one side. And he takes a small magnifying glass and sticks it in a, gets out a small geologist style hammer and starts ting ting on the blade. He's like, very interesting. And then you see him, he kind of rubs his chin and says, and quicker than you would think possible for a guy who seems like, you know, he's in his, you know, maybe mid 60s. Streaks across the room, reaches his hand like underneath the floorboard and grabs, and there you hear the squeeze, 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 and he pulls a little mouse out from underneath, and he's like, my friend, we need your services. I've permitted you to live in my shop for this long, but I need to test something. And he walks over to the dagger, and he makes a small nick in the mouse and holds the dagger against the mouse, and the mouse starts squirming, and then it slowly just stops moving, you know, and you see the small cut that the dagger made. You know, there's no way that would have killed the mouse, but eventually it just kind of like, it's like, ah, yes, this drains the life. You need to be very careful with this.
Okay.
Are there any dwarves with you?
Yeah.
Who is?
Angus is a dwarf.
Angus is a dwarf. So Angus, he's like, come friend. Have you, put your hand on this. What does Angus do?
Angus cautiously holds his hand over it without. I'm afraid to touch it, good sir, if it's going to take away.
No, it's fine. I mean, it will feel uncomfortable, but it won't do you any permanent damage.
Scrub a handful.
All right.
By the way, you've asked people, this guy is well known as he is a very upstanding citizen, right?
All right. I'll do what he says.
Okay. So you get the, the Lord of the Rings grabbing the Palantir kind of, the dark whispers, and you feel the draw of like the depths and the dark and every dark feeling in your heart. It's not draining your life. It's almost like the little bit of evil that's in Angus, or the lot of evil, like start, and you jerk your hand back, and you're like, and he's like, yes, subterranean dwellers perhaps should not wield this weapon, but it is a very powerful weapon. And he hands it back, and he gestures for the spear.
Okay.
And he's like, this is the same. It's this crystal. Okay. It sucks the life.
Okay. And do we have the rod as well, or did that?
Norwood's
singing under that. He's going to take it to the
more of a. It's more of a magical artifact than weapon.
We thank him and ask him. So what do we owe you for your good?
He's like, oh no, for rescue the children. That's payment enough.
So
yes, the children.
Yes.
Do we know if
he raises an eyebrow at your guilty expressions?
Whether or not there's any kind of attribute bonus or anything like. So he tells us that it hits, but is there a bonus to like hit?
Yeah, he says, "I feel like this gives a +1 to hit and damage, and is then has the additional life draining magic associated with it."
All
right. I'm such a good GM.
You are an excellent GM.
Okay. But you know. If it's held by a dwarf or a gnome, bad shit could happen. They might turn.
They might turn.
Which would be really interesting.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah. All right. So, you haven't decided who gets. All right. So, he says no for, as long as you continue on your quest to, help free the missing children, find and return the missing children. I will support you, my noble friend.
Excellent.
Okay. You guys
gonna do anything else? Continue search for them.
Okay. He has a selection of fine blades, by the way. But I'll tell you, he would even have magical weapons, but you probably cannot afford.
Okay.
Let me see what the regular weapon going rate is. But if you wanted another weapon, his prices are going to be higher, but you may get some
better quality.
It may hold up to other stuff. Yeah, like, let's see. A battle axe normally costs 7 GP. His might cost 14, but might give you some additional bonuses. Who knows?
All right. But I don't know if we're going to be leaving town, so we'll consider.
Yeah, you could think about it. Like a magical sword, it might cost 10 times the value of a normal sword. Like if you wanted a +1, so long sword's 10, so it might cost 100. I don't know what a short sword's like 70 for a short sword +1. Okay. All right. Have you guys anything else for this group?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Let's do the last group and then we'll call it for the evening. How about that?
Sounds great.
And we can do Hansy real quick too. Well, let's not forget Hansy.
Don't forget Hansy.
Grim Norn was going to go with Hansy. He needed a little.
Oh, okay. Pep. All right. What happens when you go to the Temple of Shul?
I go to the high priest and say blessings, and I've got an offering, and I will give my standard. You said 1 platinum is worth 5 gold. Is that right?
Yep.
I will give 20 gold to my offering to Shul.
Shul is pleased. You can remove his disapproval. And what is Grimnorn going to try and do there?
He's kind of looking around. He's a little uncomfortable. He kind of leans into Hansy. He's like, Hansy, I need a little pick-me-up here. How about if I drop 10 coins in the fountain here and maybe one of your buddies could help me out. You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's good. 10 gold, man. To put 10 gold in the fountain and then ask the high priest for his blessing. And I'm sure he'll do you right.
I keep my clothes on, though, right?
Well, we'll see.
Do you want to keep?
Don't worry if you.
That might be 20 gold.
Don't worry if you. Yeah, if you black out and you find yourself out with no clothes in the morning, don't ask any questions.
That's an extra service. That's all part of the healing. All
right. Yeah, I kind
of part of the healing process.
You're gonna feel clean from head to toe.
I nonchalantly walk up and look like I knew what I'm doing and just drop 10 gold pieces into the fountain, the slot, I don't know, whatever they got.
Mm-hmm.
The bucket, the life bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta wait till they're looking
at you. As you drop them in, some short female acolytes in white robes.
Yeah.
And they lead you to a side chamber.
Oh, hey.
Told you, man. They do you right.
And they gently remove outer garments. What's Grimnorn doing?
He's kind of looking nervously.
they bring out some warm towels and gently massage your face.
He kind of points to some bruised areas on his shoulder.
Yeah, and they're gently massaging those. And slowly Grimnorn's, his muscles start to relax and he gets a little sleepy and his eyes close and you fall asleep.
Yeah.
And a couple hours later, Hansi has been praying and, you know, maybe having some chats with the high priestess and she's kind to him like she was before. I seem to remember. Grimnorn wakes up and his beard is combed and there's little braids in it with little flowers kind of tied in, and he smells real nice and he feels totally refreshed. And he's wearing clean underwear.
Thank you, my friends.
And then from the shadows, you know, there's no one around. He wakes up, you know, on this nice, it's a spare cot, but it's comfortable. And there's
Ah, Shoal is mighty. And I look at Hansi and I give him one of the thumbs up. I'm like, yeah, right.
Right. You give him a thumbs back. Thumbs up back. You know it.
Did we like the Grail symbol, girls?
Okay. All right, you're all healed. Anything else you guys going to do there?
Not today. Yeah, not today. I got to save another. If we stay in town, I got to go back to shul again. But otherwise,
oh, you guys, I think you guys will be in town. So yeah, we can when we pick up with the next session, we'll start in town. All
right.
All right. The last group, you guys were going to head to the library first, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the book, the scroll, the rod, the ring, I think. And is that it? And the cloak? Does that sound right?
Sounds right.
Yep. Okay. All right. So who's in charge of this group? It's got the magic users and Thorgrim and who else?
Who else is a magic user besides
Philibert and Norwood? So, but you're Philibert is Rex.
Let's see. Philibert's neutral. He would probably be a more worthy person to do this.
Well, Thorgrim and Thorfinn is either lawful or neutral. Is kind of a scholar, so either one of those.
Okay, yeah.
So right. It's all you though, Derek. So all
right. So we'll put
Let's look at personality and intelligence because those are going to be the things that matter here. So, Thorgrim's the best for intelligence. I know that.
Yeah, but he's lawful, and that's not going to help us much.
Why?
Yeah.
What is your plan?
Hey, honest, lawful dwarf boy got us a good deal.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, all right. Let's do that.
You don't have anybody with any personality. It looks like
no,
you're all zeros.
Yeah.
Oh, Philibert's a 16 on intelligence. All a zero on it. Okay. All right. Well, so you approach the library. It's known as the Hall of Worms. It's the stonework on the outside. This you have to get into the high court, and you know some of the city watch looks at you kind of sideways. But you guys have cleaned yourselves up, and you look respectable enough that they don't actually challenge you. But the you know it's a nice like it's kind of looks like a stone temple, and it's the Academy of Arns Olma. And as you walk into the main lobby, there's a kind of a reception area and a man in a white robe behind a desk, and he looks up as you walk in.
So I guess. Intelligence, well, personality or intelligence?
What's well, what are you going to, I mean, tell me what you're going to do first.
No, I'm just, I'm deciding what to do.
Oh, who's going to talk?
We're going to, so no, you know what? I can only play role play Norwood because that's the only person I know. So Norwood will, okay. will walk up and say, sir, we seek intelligence and we seek knowledge. Can you direct us to a place where we might identify or intellify our brains with for some knowledge about some items that we may or may not have found in the wilderness?
He's gonna look at you like, well, people that use words like intellify, not going to be real welcome here, as this is a hall of knowledge itself. But perhaps we are what you seek. But perhaps you are in more desperate need of knowledge than you know, my friend. Even of the words of speaking normally.
Yeah, I mean, Norwood's not super. He's not.
No, I know you're role playing. He's a shitty wizard.
Yeah.
He's a shitty wizard. So he's like, my name is Ordizmas. I am the proprietor of this great hall, this temple of knowledge. My terms are simple. You may attempt to answer three questions of knowledge. If you get them all correct, you may browse the library for free. If you fail any one of them, you may spend 100 gold pieces to browse the library. Or we may talk of a trade if you have a tome that I am interested in. We may negotiate that as a fee for browsing the library.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. Norwood, he turns around and he closes his eyes, thinking for a second. He turns around and says, give me the quiz.
Thorgrim, I think I'm going to GM intrude here. Thorgrim is going to put his hand, he's going to have to reach up.
And sure, put his hand on Norwood.
He's like,
fantastic.
Fellow wizard, you've done your share for this party. Perhaps it is time to let the scholar step to the fore.
Excellent.
And he steps up to Osmodeus and says, or Ordizmas and says, a great scholar, I will consent to your quiz. And the great scholar says, very well. At least you know how to make complete senses. And he first asks Thorgrim a question he gives him a choice. Arcana, history, nature, nobility, religion, or the plains. And Thorgrim chooses probably history, I would think.
And you have to answer in the form of a question.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. So he asks a very convoluted question in 8 parts with an essay section. give me a d20 plus his intelligence, which is 2 roll there.
So trained intelligence?
Trained intelligence, yes, sir.
There you go. Yeah.
Ooh. Thorgrim smiles, and or you can roleplay this, right? He knows the answer. And the sage, as he recites the answer and speaks eloquently of his to the essay section, the sage closes his eyes and nods and says, "Well done. That answer is sufficient." And for the second question, I'll let you choose. So you have Arcana, Nature, Nobility, Religion, or the Planes.
Nature.
Okay. Give me another trained intelligence roll.
Ooh.
Not as much.
So he asked a question about the phyla and the structure of the trees. And Thorgrim, although a mushroom farmer, spent time with trees and stumbles over the response. And the scholar, his head kind of falls to the side and he says, "I'm sorry, that is not correct." So you may not, the library is closed to you unless you wish to pay the fee or if you have a tome that is not in the library in discuss terms.
So the fee was 100 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look. If 25, 75, I don't have 100 gold.
Nope.
Well, I do, but that would not quite.
Not at this time, right? You haven't met up with the guys who sold.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Gems. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have 100 gold, and I don't have a tome. Did I bring the tome? I don't think
you would have brought the book. Thorgrim has the book. You have the book from the Oracle.
So they have to donate the book to get in?
Maybe. I don't know. We're so, role-playing this shit.
So Thorgrim would say, let me channel my inner Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Fine, sir. If we did give you this tome, would we be able to come and use its knowledge in the future?"
And he says, "What tome?"
"If I did have a tome."
Ah, so you're asking in the hypothetical whether if you donate a tome to access the library, whether you could come back and view said tome.
Yes.
Is this
a free? Yes. Yes.
Well, the negotiation could encompass that, but generally no. The tome would allow you one-time access to the library, including the tome, which would now be part of the library. And you would have to either pay on the next visit or... but, you know, this is all... We could negotiate such things.
Who's there?
Who's
Thorgrim, there?
Thorgrim, Philibert, and Norbert.
And Odo.
Oh, and Odo. Yeah, is Odo contributing in any fashion?
He's got a 4 intelligence, so no. Odo likes books.
And then this book. Odo, go!
Can Odo color in this book? All right. So what you gonna do there, Derek?
Well, let's see. I'm not going to give the book up and not be able to look. That's fine. We're going to take our chances at the map shop.
Can I talk above the table here for a second?
Sure.
The guy is willing to talk to you. You can show him the book without agreeing
giving him
the book.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
That might be a good first step.
Yeah, we'll show him the book just to see and feel him out. See if we can figure something out about the book without actually giving it to him. That's
this
a good
is wise. Idea. Yes, yes, yes. So Thorgrim produces the tome. He's like, the hypothetical is perhaps real. This was found not at Castle White Rock. What does Thorgrim want to say about the book? Anything, or just does you just want to have him look at it?
He'll say, "We found this interesting, and we don't remember where we found it."
Okay, you guys are so untrusting. It's hilarious.
role playing as best I can.
It's fine. It's good. I find it funny. All right, so he's like, "Okay." So he takes the book, and his eyes kind of light up when he sees it, And he's like, ah, gnomish, gnomish. And he
Thorgrim reads. Keeps his thumb on the book.
Okay. And the sage, well, kind of raises up this, but he is like, very well. And so he doesn't get a chance to look it over. He's like, this tome is very interesting. I certainly nothing like we have in the library. It would be more than sufficient to pass as your entry fee. So what are you going to say now, Derek?
So we get one chance. If we give him this book, he's going to give us one chance to go in and look in the library.
One chance, one shot, one opportunity.
Is he going to? So
that's his opening position.
Yeah. Let's see. So Thorgrim has personality of 12, intelligence of 2. So Norwood's a shitty wizard, isn't he? He's really not smart. Philibert, what do you got? Nothing.
Nothing. No personality for sure.
So we wouldn't even be able to find out, like, get anything from the book, even if we. So if we gave him the book and then we went inside.
There's always.
No, I mean, you would be able to.
Yeah,
look
yeah,
the
exactly.
Book
we were singing that. Yes.
There's always too much.
There's
yeah,
always
you
what?
Can, yeah, you can decide. You could come tomorrow. Back tomorrow. You could go to the map shop and see what you look.
Yeah, at. Yeah, we're gonna go check out the map shop because we're not gonna take this chance. And give him the book and then go in and fail a fucking shitty dice roll and not find anything in the goddamn library.
Okay.
Because that's what's going to fucking happen.
Okay. All right, you're going to keep the book. You're going to head over to the map store, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you head to Remy's Maps. It's in the back of an alley off Ware's Row. It's a two-story building overflowing with maps and charts from across the realms. Clay tablets, ink vellum, stone slabs, and rolled scrolls abound. From the common to the esoteric, nearly any map can be found. The reputation of Remy is that he has very... he loves maps. If you find maps, he's always willing to buy them. In fact, there is rumored to be a map, and Remy now is talking to you as you walk in. It's like, oh, adventurers. He's a very loquacious person. His face is very weathered. He's a half-elf. He loves maps. He says, adventurers, if you ever find maps, I will buy them from you. What can I do for you today?
Beforehand... is there a map in this tome?
Sure.
There is.
Sure. Yeah. There's some crude maps and like kind of diagrams of like underground caverns and such.
Okay. So before Thorgrim or Philibert or Odo says anything, Norwood's gonna stride forward, open the book to the map, slam it down on the table, and say, "I'm done fucking around. What does this mean?"
And Remy his eyes will up. He's like, oh, this is very interesting. I've never seen his fingers kind of go over and look at the map, and he's looking at the text, and he's like, ah, gnomish. I don't know this flavor of gnomish. Very, very interesting. I don't know. I can't identify this. Where did you get it?
Well, so Philibert knows about gnomish. I mean, he can read gnomish, but he doesn't.
Thorgrim can also, yeah. But I mean, it's not the easiest. It's not right. Like straight gnomish. It's not modern gnomish.
Gothic.
Yeah, it's gothic. It's old gnomish.
I found it outside the city wall, and I'll tell you here in a second.
So Thorgrim walks up again and puts his hand on Norwood's shoulder. It's like. Friend Norwood, perhaps allow me to talk to this gentle keeper. And the shopkeeper looks relieved when Norwood kind of stops talking. Like we found this on our adventure. You know, we're also looking for a place to identify some magical items. Would you be able to help with that? And Remy's eyes light up. It's like, oh, of course. You know, are you looking to sell them? I mean, there is a appraisal fee, of course, if you're not going to sell them. It can come out of the cost of the items if you wish to sell them to me.
What is the fee?
Well, let's see.
10%, 5%?
Well, I mean, it's a fixed, piece rate for, I usually charge, 10 to 20 gold pieces, for most items to identify them. And then, I'll charge half that, if you want to, sell them to me.
Okay. So we have a book, a scroll, a rod, a ring, and a cloak. So that would be, you say 10 each?
Yeah, sure, 10 each. Yeah, for all of them. And you're going to show them?
I'll Norwood will flash them open, in his cloak.
He's got them in his...
Yeah, they're all hiding. And flash, mm-hmm. and then...
His eyes, then Remy's eyes will sparkle. It's like, oh.
And then close back and say, say 10, and then Norwood's counting on his fingers. 10, 20, 30, 50, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
I'll tell you what, friend.
30! 30! Will you give me 30 to identify these?
I'll do it for 30.
All right, yeah, 30 gold.
And he does some, he has some, perhaps he has a little, like, workshop behind the counter, and he takes the items and looks at them. And which one does he look at first?
The book.
Well, the book, this is not magical. There's some maps in here, which I don't recognize. I don't recognize the gnomish script. There's not much I can tell you about this book, and he hands it back.
Scroll.
Certainly, the maps are interesting. I'd be willing to pay you 50 gold pieces for it. But I don't know if it's provenance or what it means, so it's okay. Really an unknown to me.
Fucking book. Scroll!
So the scroll... In the bone case, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I gotta look this shit up. Where did you guys find that? In the hummus?
Somewhere.
So. Somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah, no, that's helpful. Somewhere.
Why don't they list all the fucking treasure in this module? They list all the monsters.
30 gold.
I have a note that it says a glowing bone with scroll, and I tried to roll an intelligence against it, but I failed to roll.
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember, or I could just make some shit up, which you'd probably be more happy with.
Either one.
Gosh, where did you get this thing? Glowing bone. Oh, maybe it was in the common room. Hollow femur, yeah, here it is. Okay, oh, good. I should make sure that there are DCC equivalents for these spells. He's like, oh, these are clerical spells. So maybe, because I'll pick whatever's closest. Where's the list of fucking cleric spells? So many wizard spells, level one. Is there a list? Oh my god. They don't have a list. That's horrible. Really?
Heal light wounds?
You're looking for a list of wizard spells?
Yeah. Like, are they listed somewhere?
Yeah, they are. They're like after the wizard spells.
They're in like a section.
Do you know what page?
Looking right now.
Because, like, where they start, they're not listed there. They just start going.
129?
Okay.
Page 127.
Here we go. Yep. 128 I got in my book. Yeah. All right. Cleric spells. Okay. Let's see. Yes. They don't have that, really. Interesting. Huh. Okay. Let's say the cleric spells that are on this scroll are protection from evil. Somebody write this down.
You are.
And the second one is binding.
Okay. Binding. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, sir. Next, rod.
Okay, the rod. He's like, oh, that's very interesting. And you see some small sparks as he kind of connects some things to it. This is a wand of magic missiles.
Oh, excellent.
Oh. Huh?
Writing that down. He puts it back in his pocket and ring.
Ah, the ring. Very, very, very. Puts something in his eye and kind of looks it over. And he's a grunts, and then he slides it on one of his fingers and glows for a second. Yes, yes, I thought so. And he pulls it off and hands it back. This ring will protect you in a plus one like fashion.
Best GM
in a plus
ever.
One like fashion.
Finally, cloak.
Ah. Cloak. He picks it up and swirls it around. He puts it over his shoulders. And you see him pick up a little burning brazier and holds it on the cloak, and the flame kind of immediately goes out. Ah, this is a cloak of resistance of the plus one variety.
To fire?
All things.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. You've been much better than that fucking shitty library. Enjoy your gold. Norwood takes all the things, gathers them up, and walks out. We're not selling anything.
And Thorgrim kind of shrugs his shoulders and kind of bows, you know, and then just kind of points at Norwood over his shoulder. And Remy just nods.
I took all the gold out of Norwood.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys can decide if you want to apportion that, but I think this probably is a good stopping point. It's getting pretty late.
Yeah.
And we will. You guys can think about the book is still a mystery, but perhaps we'll give you some clues about where to go next, and we'll also should connect with Rex also and see if he wants a patron. I will get to do some fun research on patrons and send you what I got. You guys can. We can have some side quests before the next session, but I'll send out a doodle. We'll do that.
Thanks, Duck.
Yeah,
thanks, good time. Duck.
Awesome.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Yep. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too.
See ya. Bye.
Miss you, Gersh.
Miss you too, buddy.